Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, which means it's Caveman Football on KJO Radio. Get ready for all the play-by-play action with your host, Chuck Benson. This epic showdown on the gridiron, presented by the Insurance Lounge. Shop, compare, and buy coverage for all your insurance needs. Insurance Lounge. Insurance simplified.
Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from Quarry Rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise to do it for you. Welcome to West Salem High School, ladies and gentlemen. Light rain in the air right now as we speak. It's projected for most of the evening temperature, about 59 degrees here as we get ready to get this contest underway. The last regular season game for the Grants Pass Cavemen and the West Salem Titans. Promises to be a pretty good game. There are lots of things in play here tonight. We'll talk about that more when we come back right after this word from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Just a couple of things going on here tonight that we thought we'd share with you. Obviously, it's Halloween. Yes, there's some costumes in in the stands right now. We've seen all sorts of things. And in the meantime, it is also senior night here for the Titans. And they're doing part of that now, and they'll do part of it at halftime. So we may be have just a little bit delayed kickoff, and we'll also have an extended halftime. So that's what we're looking at right now. That's the scene. Stay tuned for word from head coach Matt Kennedy after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for a word from head coach Matt Kennedy, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman. And, Coach, you got to look at this as a successful season so far. You've beaten so far North and South and Sheldon. Those three wins alone should make it a successful season, but you've got a winning record. And looking at the end of the season, one more regular season game. What can you say about your team coming into tonight's contest?
You know, I feel like we got a group of boys who recognize that they've done some things that haven't been done in a while, and I think they feel they're a pretty confident group with those accomplishments. But at the same time, it's a group that wants to do more, and they know they have an opportunity tonight to go out there and solidify a solid spot in the playoffs. And so hopefully we come out and compete and play one of our best games of the year.
They're certainly a young team, and we've talked about that before, and they're a small team. How have they managed to accomplish what they've done so far? Can you point to one particular situation?
You know, I think really it's a work ethic, right, that started back in the spring, and a commitment to just improvement and getting better, that better than before mantra that we say. And this group, especially of these underclassmen, they don't know any different. Right, and they fully expect to go out there, and they don't care too much about how on paper they match up. They just go out and they compete every night.
All right, we mentioned young, but you've got some leaders in there. Are there any particular leaders you'd care to point out? Senior leadership.
Yeah,
no matter where the leadership comes from.
Yeah, and we do. I mean, and leadership is something you develop over time, but at the same time, there are kids that just by default have the respect of their teammates and lead. I had three of them last night, the three senior captains that got voted in, each with different roles when it comes to being on the field, but off the field, just bringing energy every day and keeping guys' heads up and staying committed. And so, I mean, Nate Bassett's been key for us, and Ty Dungy, Reed Rhodes, those three that you spoke to last night. There's other seniors. Again, sometimes they haven't had their name called much on Friday night. Brennan Shaw, who's been on the air before, is a guy that the guys love. Kane Evans, a quiet kid that hasn't been heard of much, but his attitude every day is exceptional. And really, I could go down a list of a lot of guys who bring good energy and a positive attitude and work ethic every day.
All right. Well, Coach, let's focus right now on what the business at hand tonight is, and we'll be back with that right after this word from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, tough game tonight, final game of the season. The West Salem Titans are your host tonight. You're playing on their field. You're tied for second with this team. And, of course, the playoff situation, the winner of this game probably gets a lot better seating than the loser. So what do you think going into this game about the Titans?
Big physical football team that's been competitive in every game they've played. They've won some big, but their losses have been by a handful of points. So we expect a close game. That's what we've talked to the boys about all week, is if it's close and we get into that fourth quarter, we're going to trust that our conditioning will give us an advantage, and then we just got to execute and make plays and come out on top.
They're a running team. Looks like they'll run two times to every pass. Any special plans for a big running back?
Got to tackle low. Got to fire off the football, and you got to be in the thigh pads, wrapping legs, or this kid's just going to blow through arm tackles. And so we've gotten better at that as the season's gone on, and this going to get really tested tonight.
All right. With that said, and you mentioned the word big, now talk about the line. Can they open up the holes for this, Matt?
They've had some success with that in the past. I mean, the kid runs the ball a lot. He has a lot of carries. And so I would say they obviously are successful in that realm, but they're not superhuman at their ability to do that. They do it a lot, and they wear teams down. And tonight we're hoping that we can withstand that and wear them down instead.
All right. Comes back to conditioning. We've talked about conditioning a lot here with the Caveman, and you seem to really lean on that. So comes down to the question now, can you score on them?
Well, and I think it's going to probably be the same story. And yeah, with conditioning, I tell my boys, look, it doesn't really matter how much you bench press on the first play of the game, because you got to play 140 of those. Can you bench press the same amount? And so what we're going to say is, hey, these guys might line up in a weight room and be able to outlift us in the first quarter, but as they wear down and we stay conditioned, that becomes a level playing field and maybe our advantage late. And so offensively, kind of a similar story. It could be tough sledding early as we try and get our footing and figure out what they're in. And then if we can sustain some drives and get a little fatigue in those legs, then hopefully we gain the upper hand.
Powers is out. Berg is certainly a competent running back. Any special plans for Berg tonight? Any different situations from what you'd run with Powers?
Nope. Same game plan. Obviously you feel for a kid like Trayton because he's a warrior and he's devastated that he can't be out there. But I'm also excited for a kid like Weston who's bided his time and he gets an opportunity to go out there and showcase that he's a top-tier running back.
All right, Coach. Well, best of luck to you tonight and to all of the Cavemen. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Need to give some love here to our good friends at the Indoor Airman with Modern Energy Solutions. They can help you save on your heating and cooling bills, delivering a healthier indoor environment to their neighbors. That's the Indoor Airman. Time right now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all: doors, windows, lumber, decking for Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply, starting defense for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're about to have the national anthem here. Is that what I've heard here? All right, as that happens, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back with the starting lineups right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
False alarm, not the national anthem yet, so let's get right to the starting lineups for the Grants Pass Cavemen. First of all, on defense at nose guard, number 50, Cotton Davis. The defensive ends, number 54, Riley Wallace, and Deshaun Stenson. Defensive tackle, number 55, Elijah Henderson. Corners, number 22, Tyler Meek, and number 6, Tyler Dungy. Linebackers are Parker Howell, Houston Ely, and Nate Bassett. Safeties, Reed Rhodes and Brevik Hill. And we'll be back with the offense right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Starting offense, and we want to give credit to number 25, our kicker, Alejandro Leon. He may really come into play tonight. The center is number 53, Deshaun Stenson. Guard, 62, Colton Markey, and number 50, Titan Davis. Right tackle, number 54, Riley Wallace. And on the other side of tackle, number 55, Elijah Henderson. Nate Bassett, Jet Stewart. And at fullback, receivers are Nate Bassett, number 3, Brevik Hill, number 11, and number 4, James Traylor. And the running back, number 2, Weston Berg, with number 10, Jordan Rosetta, starting at quarterback. That's the starting lineups, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, are bringing you the keys to tonight's game. And there are lots of keys to this game tonight, lots of factors going on in these young men's heads. Zach Morgan, what's going on in these young men's heads? We're talking about playoffs. We're talking about tonight's finale for the regular season. It's a special night here, of course, for the Titans. What's going through these teenagers' minds?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird dynamic to one football game, let alone, I mean, you start with just the playoff race alone. The winner of this game gets the automatic bid from the league, the 2 seed behind Willamette, which is significant because you're going to get in the OSA bracket, which both of us are kind of sitting at that bubble-ish spot. You know, I know that we moved up to 12 this morning somehow, magically. But the PIL is going to also steal two of those spots because the two PIL teams are right now out of the top 16. So you're going to – two teams are going to get bumped out of the top 16 because of the PIL situation. So knowing those certain things – and then also on top of it, you add the teenage boy part of it. You got Halloween. We've got senior night. We've got traveling on a bus for 4 hours. You've got all of this scenario all wrapped up into one, you know, situation, and it takes this high school football game to a whole new level. At the end of the day, it comes down to the football. A little bit of rain in the forecast. We've seen the Cavemen play in the rain. It hasn't affected the Cavemen so far. I don't think it will tonight either. West Salem playing in Salem obviously is used to rain. So I think there, but there's just, you start adding all these factors into it. There's a lot of little nuances to what we're about to deal with that are a little bit funky as far as a normal Friday night. But on the flip side of that, it's also a great situation to be in because the Cavemen have put themselves in a situation to play a substantial game. So in a way, this just becomes another playoff game prepping them for what's to come in the next couple weeks, hopefully, for this group.
Once again, the playoff seeding determines or is determined by a formula by the OSA. It's a mathematical formula. It's weighted. And Grants Pass yesterday was listed at 14th, and this morning we're listed as 12th. That's caused by scores coming in from other areas that haven't been affected, because that formula includes everybody that you played and everybody that they played. So it can have that strange effect of bumping you up two spots overnight when you haven't played a game.
Yeah, and I mean, in the, like I was saying, with the PIL league being a little bit weaker typically in football anyways, that adds a whole nother level to the RPI, because with each league getting two automatic bids into the tournament, the PIL, knowing that their two teams are out of the top 16, those two teams that make it from the PIL automatically get into the top 16. So even if the Cavemen, let's say they lose tonight, which obviously that's not what we're hoping for, but let's say the Cavemen do lose tonight and they're sitting at that 15-16 spot, you're not in a good spot because you're going to get bumped out. You're not bumped out of the playoffs, but you're out of the OSAA playoff.
You're
and
out
now
of
you're
the
in
championship
the Columbia
bracket.
Cup. Yeah. So the Cavemen sitting where they're at are in the playoffs. It's just now they're playing for seeding, and they're playing for which bracket do they get the privilege of playing in. If they win tonight, you have a very favorable matchup, in my opinion. You're more of playing a team that's more similar. If you lose tonight and you find yourself in the bottom half of this OSAA bracket, now you're playing a juggernaut. It's like the Westlands, the Central Catholics, the Lake Oswegos. You're playing some of those types of teams that are going to, you know, they play good football. And so this is an important game for both groups tonight. So like I said, this becomes a glorified first round playoff game for both groups involved tonight, and it really, this will determine how next week goes, obviously, for both of us. And like I said, that is an awesome spot to be in if you're a Cavemen football fan. It's something that maybe that we haven't seen in a while, you know, where the Cavemen are in a spot to, I mean, play second in the league. I mean, that hasn't happened in a while. And so the fact that they've put themselves in that spot is awesome. I know Coach Kennedy is very proud of this group. But they've also struggled on the road, and the road, aside from North Salem or aside from the South Salem game, which even that one was a shootout against a winless South Salem team. So the Cavemen have not traveled well this year. So they have a lot to prove to a lot of people tonight, with a lot of situations going on in the midst of one football game.
On the other side of the football, these Titans come in, and remember how we outlined what was happening with the top 16. They're ranked 16th. So a win's going to improve their position. A loss would drop them into the Columbia Cup. So there's lots of incentive on both sides of the football to come up with a great game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think it's super important. You know, like I said, the winner of this team knows they're in. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, both teams have controlled their own destiny to this point, essentially. And so now both groups get to prove which one thinks they deserve it more and does deserve it more. And this West Salem group, you know, has typically been a very physical, tough group, and they're showing that again with, you know, Coach Kennedy touching on it with the running game we're going to face, the physicality, the size. I mean, again, this is a very big West Salem roster, and I'm not talking numbers-wise as well, but they have some big, big boys on that offensive and defensive line.
250, 240, 245, 260, 280, 325, 300, 270, 260, 300. And I'm just reading down the roster.
Yeah, and those are numbers the Cavemen don't have. as far as size wise. So it's going to be and with the caveman having a couple guys that go both ways, it's going to be, this is going to really test the caveman's grit. It's going to test, you know, their season of conditioning, like Coach Kennedy likes to talk about. This game won't be won or lost in the first quarter, but we are going to get a very good snapshot of which caveman group came to play tonight and how they set the tone, because this group, if they start off good in the first quarter, we know they can compete. But we've also seen them getting those lulls in the first quarter, and against a good team like West Salem tonight, especially West Salem being at home, the caveman cannot fall into a lull in that first quarter.
All right, more after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Now, you want to go down and figure out exactly what's going to happen on the field and the keys there. Can Grant's pass stop the run? And we talked about their running back. He has 182 carries and almost 1,300 yards so far this season. The team runs, they'll run to pass 66% to about 33%. So two-thirds of the time, they're going to be running the football.
Yeah, and I think the thing that is a lost art, especially in high school football, I mean, Campos is 6 foot, 204 pounds is what he's listed at. And so that is a big running back. And I've heard, I haven't seen him on film yet, but I've heard he's got speed too. And so that size with the speed, the cavemen have to tackle low. And it's something the cavemen have struggled with at times this year. I think the last couple of games, the cavemen defense has been much better, but this is really going to test that group, especially the front seven for the cavemen. If they cannot tackle low and if they cannot wrap up and get him down on first contact, it's going to be a long night for the caveman, because he's going to touch the ball a lot and he's going to try to wear down the caveman defense. And the cavemen have a lot of guys going both ways. And we've seen that the cavemen are good in the first half, and then all of a sudden the second half, they get tired. Rightfully so. But against a group like this in a playoff situation, that you can't have those lulls in the second half. And so the Cavemen are going to have to save as much energy as possible. And I think on the flip side of that, the defense has played well, but the offense has to help them. The times the defense has struggled, the offense finds themselves in quick three and out situations and gets the defense and puts the defense really in a tough spot. And when you have guys playing multiple ways, you know, it gets very tough. And so the Cavemen have a tough task tonight. As far as the defense goes, I think they're up for it. I think they have a plan for it. They're going to force them to throw the football, I believe. But the Cavemen on offense have to avoid the three and outs. And like Coach said, you know, we're missing Powers tonight. He's out with a concussion still. So that's a big loss for the Cavemen. Berg is a great running back. He is not going to hurt the Cavemen offense. Okay, but Berg has also been playing really good corner. So now you're expecting your starting running back
to play both ways. Yeah.
So we're back to that both ways situation. And so you got Berg playing running back and corner. Those are two very tough positions to play back to back. So there's a lot of little, you know, keys like that to the game that I think are going to really play out. We'll see it in the first quarter, but we'll really see it in the second quarter. And the third quarter will really be the tail if the cavemen are still in the football game at that point.
Now, Berg may well certainly have some defensive snaps, but he might not have all of them tonight because we've got a guy coming back off the injured list.
Yeah, Reed Rhodes is back.
Right.
So, you know, that gives Berg the opportunity to rotate in and out with him instead of just have to play corner the entire time. So, no, you're 100% right. I think it gives them a little bit of flexibility, but you're also missing Powers, who has not necessarily been starting on defense, but he has been playing.
He has filled in
from time to time on defense consistently. So there's, you know, you get one back, you lose another. But I mean, overall, if you really think about the Cavemen and the Cavemen season, they're fairly healthy for how deep we are in this. You know, we're going into game 9. Don't really have any big actual injuries from the season. You know, obviously we keep going back to Kingston Connolly, but he's been out since the summer. So the Cavemen have been, you know, stayed fairly healthy this year, which has been a blessing for them. But, you know, now this is when, you know, you need to be 100% healthy if you're going to make a playoff run, which obviously playoffs start next week.
One interesting note here for the Titans, their second leading rusher is number 15, Sanderson. He's the quarterback. with 17 carries and 15 yards. So it all goes back to that big running back. Can stop him or at least contain him, keep him within his average and not give him a big breakaway, you got a shot at really dominating this team.
Yeah, I think this is going to be the true test for the Caveman defense, especially in the secondary, of keeping their eyes out of the backfield. If the guy, because it's going to be a traditional, you know, play action pass with a big running game like this, that's why you don't see many yards from their quarterback as far as on the ground, because their play action is where they're going to get their passing yards. And so the Caveman secondary really needs to lock in as far as keeping their eyes on the backfield, playing their responsibility, and letting the front seven, you know, play the run and play it inside the box. But with that being said, that probably means the Caveman are playing man-to-man on the back end. So that opens you up for a lot of open field because of the play action and the man-to-man defense. The Caveman are capable of it, but now we're back to that two-deep conversation. How good is their conditioning? It's really going to get tested tonight.
All right, no question about that. I do think that we're about ready for the national anthem here. We'll take a pause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, welcome to West Salem High School, home of the Titans, as we get ready for this football game. We're about a couple of minutes away from the kickoff right now. Let's see, we've been talking about primarily the running game. They do have a passing game. Don't get me wrong. Mr. Sanderson has attempted 88 passes and completed, well, about 70% of them, and he's thrown for just over 1,000 yards so far. So they do have a two-pronged attack, it appears, but mostly just through two people.
Yeah, I
mean, all the big guys up front.
Sure, I was going to say the offensive line and defensive line for the Lions scrimmage is going to be a big key tonight. It's going to be something we talk about a lot. The Cavemen have got to. I don't know that you can necessarily win the Lions scrimmage, but they have to compete at the Lions scrimmage. I think that's the better word for tonight and what we're going to need to see from the Cavemen. This is going to be, if the Cavemen are going to come all on the road against this West Island team, who I think is probably ranked lower than they deserve, to be honest with you, I think that the Cavemen are going to have to grind this one out. They got to keep it close into the fourth quarter and then let the offense for the Cavemen stay in rhythm, and they'll be just fine. You know, with Rosetta's healthy, Berg, like I said, is going to be doing just fine at running back. This is going to be, it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight, and it's going to take full 48 minutes that the Cavemen are going to come on the road with all of the senior night and all the stuff going on. So it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think this is a great setup for the Cavemen for, you know, moving forward as far as the playoffs go. And, you know, I think this is, it's really going to set the tone for where the Cavemen need to be starting next week.
All right, they've just had the coin toss. The Cavemen will be kicking off to the Titans. The Titans will be going right to left across the radio dial. They will have the wind behind them, and the wind has been kicking around a little bit right now. The flag is hanging limp. A little while ago, it was straight out. So as those showers are in the area and the wind comes and goes, we'll keep you appraised of what's going on. Just furling just a little bit right now. Plaza's Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with your sewing needs, brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned for the kickoff coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, everyone. Alejandro Leon is going to tee the football up directly on the right hash mark. We've not seen him do that before. Back deep to receive for the Titans, our number eight, Cohen Campos. He's the big running back we've been talking about. He'll be back there in tandem with Evan Wustig, 6 foot, 185-pounder. He's listed as one of their receivers. So good hand, certainly, back there, as we'll see. Leon will be kicking into the wind, what wind there is right now. And it has picked up. Once again, that flag straight out. As we've just been mentioning, it comes and goes. So right now, he's kicking into the wind. We'll see how it goes, see if he can, again, put it into the end zone. First quarter brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip seating, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. And there's the kickoff, and it goes short. Well, he picked up on the 20-yard line by one of the up men coming straight up the seal. Big hole for them across the 40, across the 50. Breaks out. Nobody. They're going to return it all the way. Nobody close to him for the grand pass. Keeman, what speed? Do we have a flag down? And we've got
a player down.
Got a player down. It's a grand pass player. So in 11 seconds, we're down 6-0.
Yeah, Campos went right up the middle, kind of where the player down is Tyler Meek. Tyler Meek was running down the field, and I wasn't even watching him. I was watching Campos catch the football, look back, and kind of where Meek was, he got his helmet off now.
Well, at any rate, so Campos is, I'm not sure he was touched.
He did not get touched.
He wasn't touched all the way. So a good blocking scheme, and down 6-0. We'll see what transpires here after we deal with the man on the ground, and I'm not sure who it is. Did you get a number?
Yeah, it's 22, Tyler Meek.
Okay, looks like a moment or two. We'll pause on our coverage. We'll be right back after this 30-second timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Well, Meek is on his feet, and he's leaving the field under his own power. Well, for the most part, he is being surrounded by a couple of trainers, and one man does have a hand on his shoulder. So he is coming off to the side right now to get right back to action, which is the point after attempt by the West Salem Titans. 11 seconds, one score. Hope that's not a sign of things to come. All right, they bring out their point after unit. Get all the right people on the floor. They'll attempt to kick through the uprights. 11:49 to play, first period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. There's the snap and the kick, and it's up, and the officials say it's good. It's 7-0. The Titans lead. We'll be back with their kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road.
No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Preparing for the kickoff right now for, there's the kick, and it will come down about the six-yard line, and the whistle stops the action there. Do we have a fair catch call for what? It was Berg who picked it up.
No, they blew the ball dead right after he kicked it, so I'm not sure if the white hat never blew the ball live.
It looks like we're going to do it again. That's what we're going to do. All right. Right now the flag is limp. Hard to tell from our vantage point if it's raining or not. We're looking through glass tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There's the whistle. Ball is marked for play. They tipped, and this one goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. We'll bring it back out to the 20. And the Cavemen will have the first offensive possession down a touchdown. Let's see what the Grants Pass offense can do coming onto the field as we speak.
Yeah, it's just super important here for the Cavemen to not go three and out and really give themselves an opportunity to start marching the ball down the field. Really set a different tone. I mean, the kickoff return is what it is. I mean,
Meek
gets blown up in the middle of the field, gets hurt. So now you're 11 on 10. And he's one of your main guys in the middle of the field on the kickoff. So kind of flush that and get something going here, and the Cavemen will be just fine.
All right. Cavemen send trips to the left-hand side. Berg to the right shoulder of Rosetta. Ball on the right hash mark. Split to the right-hand side. That's Trailer all alone. Out of the shotgun. There's the snap. Quick pass to flat left-hand side. It's completely on the screen setup. And gets it across the first down yardage out of a 12-yard gain.
Yeah, they're going to throw a flag on the – I believe it's probably going to be a holding call on the Cavemen on the screen. Great play design. Great job by the Cavemen on the trips bubble screen to the Cavemen side of the football. Oh, it looks like it's going to be on the Titans.
Good enough for a Grants Pass. First down. Penalty flag on the field.
It's going to be a face mask, but it's only going to be a five-yarder.
Puts the ball up 5 yards.
So an extra 5 yards for the Cavemen there.
From the 35-yard line.
All right, so the first pass was complete for about 12, and I'm not sure who the receiver was. Was it Hill?
It was Hill.
Hill?
Yep.
So first and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Ball on the 35-yard line. There's the snap to give left-hand side to Berg. Berg breaks through, pushes his way out 6, 7, 8 yards, gets out to about the 42-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 7 for Berg.
Yeah, and a great job by the Cavemen offensive line so far. I know it's only been 2 plays, but really just kind of manning up, just face-to-face with the bigger defensive line for the Titans. And the Cavemen just got to do their job and hang tight tonight. They don't necessarily need to create huge holes.
Second on about 3. Ball spotted right now at the 42-yard line. Trips to the left-hand side, a single receiver to the right, out of the shotgun again. There's a snap, deep drop by Rosetta. Pass over the flat. It's complete, close to first down yardage.
No, he dropped it.
Was intended, I believe, for Bowen.
Yeah, Bowen did a good job coming across the field. He had it in his hands, but he got hit right as the ball arrived at him on the little crossing route. So a good job there by the Titan defense.
That's third down on about 3. For the Cavemen, trips to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field this time. Trailer alone on the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time. All right, snap count. No. Turn, looks at the sideline for an indication from the coach. Changes the play. Shares that with his teammates, and they go back into their set. Berg comes up to the left shoulder of Rosetta. There's the snap. Pass the flat left-hand side. It's complete quickly. First down yardage out to about the 50-yard line.
Yeah, and a good job there by Cam Holland. They just ran out of the trips formation. They ran three hitch routes. And so Rosetta got to just read the defense and pick which one. The outside linebacker flew way out to the flat. And so basically Holland replaced him, and Rosetta did a good job reading the defense.
First down and 10 right at midfield for the Grants Pass game. And again, trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Caveman moving the football here. Down a touchdown early. They'll put a man in motion. That's Hill going right to left. Two receivers on each side. Deep drop. Pressure comes. Past the flat right-hand side. This is complete to Bowen. Bowen gets about 5 yards before he's brought down.
Yeah, pretty slow developing play there for the Caveman, but it's just a wide receiver screen to Bowen, who's the outside receiver, and the other receivers did a good job of blocking, but then it almost like Bowen had a little bit of indecisiveness on what he was going to do, and the outside linebacker ended up catching it, but still a good five-yard gain on first down for the Caveman.
Second and 5 for Grant's pass. Single receiver to the right, slot right. 2 men split the left-hand side of the pistol. Berg to the left-hand, pardon me, to the right-hand side of Rosetta. There's a snap. And they give to Burke. Looking for room off right tackle. He's got it. Breaks to the right-hand side. Gets down to about the 30-yard line.
He had a good job by the Caveman offensive line again with Berg being on the right shoulder of Rosetta. It's just a stretch play, the left side of the offensive line, and Berg found a hole and then exploded through it, which is one thing Berg does really well. That's why him and Powers offset each other really well at the running back position.
They actually spun at the ball. It's about a 6 or 7 yard gain. All right, split right. 2 men split the left-hand side. There's a snap out of the pistol. Again, the gift to Bird goes to the right-hand side, finds a hole, scoots up screen. He'll be just shy of the line to gain. Gets across the 30-yard line down to about the 28-yard line. Yeah. So that'll be gain of about 7.
Yeah, this time they just go stretch to the right. They pulled a guard on the backside to bring with him. And Berg does a good job of kind of patiently waiting and then picking his hole. And then Berg does a good job of attacking north and south once he does pick the hole to go through.
Second and 5 for the Grants Pass Caveman. A drive deep right now into Titan territory. Split right. 2 men split the left-hand side for Grants Pass. Ended tight on the left. Out of the pistol this time. There's the snap. Turns. Gives it to Berg again. Looking for room on the right-hand side. Turns upfield. First down yardage. Gets across about to the 16-yard line. So about a 13-yard gain that time.
Yeah, the Caveman offensive line is doing a great job so far on this first drive. Really creating a lot of zone reads for Berg. And then once he finds the hole, he's done a good job of exploding through it.
He does have some acceleration. There's no question about it. 2 men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Quick snap this time. Loose football. Rosetta falls on it. Let's see if he maintains control. I believe he did. So it'll be a loss of about 6 yards.
Yeah, and that was Rosetta. He was already trying to look and make his read. The snap was a little bit lower than normal, but it wasn't a bad snap by Stinson. I think Rosetta just got caught doing too much at the snap.
So that's going to bring up second and long.
First time the Caveman had been behind the chain so far.
So Berg has been the workhorse so far. Rosetta is 3 out of 4. Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Out of the gun again. Long snap count. Pass to the flat left-hand side. It's complete left-hand side. Looking to turn the corner. Gets upfield. About 5 of those yards back. Second down and 18. He gets about 5.
Yeah, that was just a quick bubble screen to Hill again out of the Twins formation, really giving the opportunity to get outside.
So trips to the right-hand side and...
West Salem has to call a timeout. They were confused on their subbing.
Yeah. Timeout, West Salem. Look at the scoreboard with 7:59 to play. The Cavemen are driving, but trailing by a touchdown. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, back to the line of scrimmage. Here we go. Split left. Trips to the right-hand side. Berg on the left side of stands in, passes away to the left-hand side. It's complete. Looks for first down yardage. We'll have to wait for the spot, but it's pretty close. Down to about the 7 or 8 yard line.
They're going to mark him just short.
I think just short.
Brings up fourth and one.
So it's fourth and one. The caveman ran a slant on the backside. That was to Trailer, and he comes up just a yard short. They're manned up on Trailer by himself on the backside so far, is what we've seen from the caveman.
Up the line of scrimmage, 2 men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. They'll put a man in motion going to the slot to the tight end spot on the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time, the turn, they give it to Bird. Bird get at the line of scrimmage, and
he did not get it.
Did not get it.
They tried to go back to the left side, and Berg got met right after he got the ball from Rosetta. So it's going to be a turnover for the cavemen.
Drove it right down deep into the red zone and had to turn the ball over. All right, well, we change personnel on the field. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Final regular season game. We don't know where we'll be next week, folks, but if you check the OSAA website, the full site, by about 10 tomorrow morning, they should have all the brackets filled in. All right, up to the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. Ball spotted at the 9-yard line for the Titans. 1 man split to the left-hand side, I believe one to the right-hand side. He comes in motion going left to right. They give the ball inside, I believe, to Campos, and he gets out to about the 15-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6.
Yeah, they run a fake jet sweep to see if the caveman will fall for it. They don't really fall for it, but Campos, being as big as he is, even getting hit about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, then runs a couple people over, and he's a big unit running the football.
The quarterback is Sanderson. And they come out in the shotgun. There's a snap. Passes away over the center. Incomplete. So the first pass attempt by Sanderson falls incomplete. Going to bring up a second down and about 4.
Yeah, they tried to run basically the same routes that the caveman did with the all hitches. They had the inside receiver open. Sanderson just missed him high. And it brings up an important third down for the caveman defense.
All right, Titans come up to the line of scrimmage. 2 men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. There's a snap to give to Campos, going off right tackle at the right-hand side, and doesn't get great yardage. Gained some. I think he's going to be just short. I'm going to say 3. Bassett on the tackle.
Yeah, Bassett did a good job for the safety position coming up and having to basically tackle Campos one-on-one. It does a good job of stopping it, but it may have been too late. It's going to be really close to the first down here for the Titans. They're going to bring out the sticks.
Oh, yeah, that is close. Are they going to measure, or are they just going to eyeball it?
Yeah, they're getting the measuring out.
Bring the chains onto the field.
So far, the cavemen have done a good job of tackling Campos, staying low on him, trying to go towards his hips.
First down yardage. All right, first down and 10. Ball spotted on the 19-yard line now for the Titans, leading so far in this football game 7-0. 6:13 to play in the first period. Trips to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Out of the shotgun, there is a snap, and the pass down the flat left-hand side. Timing pattern is incomplete, overthrown.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about pregame, actually. The Caymen are loading the box, just trying to figure out a way to stop Campos. By loading the box, that's fine, but it also puts your secondary in the situation where they have to play man coverage, and that was Berg in coverage. He actually had the Berg beat by about a yard or two. Berg did a good job, but the wide receiver is pretty quick. But we're going to have to watch that all night. Those shots, you're going to see West Salem take quite a bit.
All right, split wide to the left-hand side, all alone. Two to the right-hand side. Ball about in the middle of the field between the hash marks. They'll put a man in motion going left to right. Fly sweep, they give the ball to him, driving to the left-hand side, met by a plethora of gentlemen playing in white uniforms with blue trim. That's the Caveman. So no gain.
Yeah, they gave it to Evan Wustig, the other wide receiver running back hybrid kid, coming on the jet sweep to the left, and the Cavemen were ready for it. I think the Cavemen are going to welcome having to tackle anybody but Campos at this point.
Yeah, Wustig listed as one of their top receivers. Two-man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side, so we've got four wideouts out of the shotgun this time for Sanderson with Campos to his left shoulder. Sanderson takes a deep drop, looks down the field, gets the pass away, and this one also incomplete. Well defended by Berg. Did a flag fly?
Yeah, it's going to be pass interference on Bassett from the safety position. They ran a deep post route, and Bassett was in coverage, but Bassett also never got his head turned and got pretty handsy after about the five-yard mark, which Bassett's not real happy about it, but when he doesn't turn his head, it's a tough argument to argue against it.
So it'll be a fresh set of downs from their own 34-yard line. First and 10. 5:18 to play. First period. Grants Pass still down by one, but playing well right now. Two-man split to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time. Campos is behind Sanderson. There's a snap, and they give to Campos coming around the left-hand side, and the Cavemen push him out of bounds, I believe, about on the 37 or 38-yard line. We'll see where they mark the football. Got to mark him at the 36. So a gain of two.
Yeah, it's just a stretch play to the left side of the line of scrimmage. The Cavemen are doing a good job. I mean, they're loading the box. They're blitzing. They're doing things that we kind of saw last week as well against Sheldon. And so far, it's working for the Cavemen. Now it's really important the secondary does their job like I was talking about, and they've got to do their job on their man. They can't get caught looking in the backfield.
Up the line of scrimmage. Split left, slot left. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Again, out of the shotgun right now. Campos to the right shoulder of Sanderson. There's the snap. Sanderson, a two-step drop. Steps into the pocket. Moves off to the right-hand side. Faced the pressure and is pulled down behind the line of scrimmage. They'll lose about six.
Yeah, sacked by Deshaun Stinson coming through on the line. Really, the offensive and defensive line for the Cavemen so far early in this game has done a good job of getting through the offensive line on this side, but also on the defense, on the offensive line for us, has done a great job of creating holes for Berg. So we'll see if they can keep that up. But so far, the Cavemen line has been the story in this first quarter.
Clock is running at 4:37 here. Grants Pass down by a touchdown with the Titans driving right now in their own territory. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line. Third down. Two receivers left, slot right, split right. Going to throw again this one to the right-hand side, and it, caught out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, misses high again. They tried to run a deep out on Berg. The wide receivers complained that Berg was all over him. But, I mean, both guys are playing very physical. Berg does a good job there, and Sanderson misses high again. And it's a good stop for the Caveman defense, bringing up fourth down.
So it's certainly a punting situation. And who's deep? Is that Berg deep?
No, I think it's Hill.
Hill is back deep in the single safety. Punt will come up from about the 25. It is up, and they're going to fall short. And between the about the 45-yard line, good field position for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
He had a good job by the Cayman defense again. And then also on the offensive side, the Cayman offense had a good first drive. If you take away the fumble by Rosetta on the first down, they end up getting the first down. So it's a much more productive first drive that we've seen from the Cayman offense the past couple weeks. So far, the Cayman are making a much better statement on the road. Now got to get some points, give the defense a break, and get right back in this football game.
All right, Cayman come up the line of scrimmage. First down and 10. Ball at the 40, their own 45-yard line. Split right, trips to left-hand side. Out of the shotgun. Berg to the left-hand side of Rosetta. That's the narrow side of the field. Man in motion coming left to right. They'll give the ball to Berg. Berg puts his head down, drives ahead, gets some help. Still alive at the 40s. Moves up about 6 yards across midfield to about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, what a great job by Weston Berg. Just kind of a run right up the middle of the field, kind of just challenging them. And just keeps driving his feet. Then a couple linemen help him push forward. That's a great gain on first down.
Second down and 5. Actually, it's a short 5. Here's a quick snap again. But this time it won't work. He'll lose a couple of yards on this one.
Yeah, they came in, try to go quick and give the ball to Berg. To Berg going around the left end that time. West Salem brought a blitz, and the blitz met Berg right as he got the football. End up losing a yard or two.
So that's going to bring up 3rd down and 5 right at midfield. Ball just shy of the 50-yard line on the Grants Pass side. 2 men split to the right, 1 to the left-hand side. Again, Rosetta out of the shotgun, turns and looks to the sideline for a change in the play. Shares that with his teammate, steps back into the shotgun. Moves Berg to his left shoulder, and we're ready to get the snap. There's the snap. Pass the flat, left-hand side. It's complete to Hill. Hill goes backwards, but his forward progress was right at the line to gain. We'll see where the spot is.
Yeah, he had the first down, actually, where he caught the football. And instead of spinning to the right and getting out the field, he spins backwards, ends up losing a couple yards after the catch. And now it's going to bring up a 4th and short for the Cayman instead of what should have been a first down.
So we'll see what the Cavemen do. Is this 4-down territory already early on? Some decisions being made right now. 4th down and 2. Ball just inside Titan territory at the 47-yard line. We're going for it. Out of the pistol this time. Split right. 2 men split to the left-hand side for Grant's pass. There's a snap. Gives it to Berg, right-hand side, first down yardage, and then some. Gets still on his feet at the 35-yard line, fights his way to the 30, crossed the 30, falls down. He just refuses to fall down. They're going to mark him at the 29-yard line.
Yeah, much better job by the Cayman offensive line. West brings a blitz again. Cayman handle it. Luckily kind of ran away from the blitz, and Berg was for yard to gain easily and then an extra some as well.
Cayman up quickly, split right. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. There's a snap. Pass looking for the end zone for Trailer. Trailer is there. Dives for it. Incomplete. Oh, that was close.
Yeah, he had Trailer one-on-one, but he missed him inside on the go route. And now Trailer's down on the field rolling around in quite a bit of pain.
Didn't seem like he was hit, although he may have been.
I think he got landed on. I think when he came back inside to go try to catch the football, I think he got landed on. I'm not sure what's actually hurting, but he appears to be in quite a bit of pain while he's laying on the ground.
Okay, we'll take a little pause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. They're still attending to Mr. Trailer down there. He's a young sophomore, and he's special, folks. He's really special. They have him up on his feet right now.
He's acting like one of his legs is hurt.
Uh-huh.
Coming up from
the bottom. And he's being helped off the field. People on both sides helping him off. We'll certainly keep a sharp eye on that one. So James Trailer off to the sidelines with an injury.
Looks like it's his left leg.
All right, that's 2nd down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cayman. Ball on the 29-yard line of the Titans. Cavemen have been able to move the ball so far. Got down to the Titan 9-yard line and turned it over on downs there.
It'll be interesting to see with Traylor out, it kind of changes the way West Salem's probably going to play defense as well.
One man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time with Berg behind Rosetta. There's a snap, turn, gives to Berg. Berg hit behind the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet, though, fights his way through it. He'll turn it into a positive, but not a big gain.
Yeah, he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, actually spins out of a tackle. So to even gain a yard, yard and a half, which is what he did, is pretty impressive, actually.
That's his eighth carry. I have him for right now 60 yards already. So he's been the workhorse so far. Quickly back up the line of scrimmage, trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left. Out of the shotgun this time, there's the snap, past the flat right-hand side, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, Bronx Ely went down, but I don't know that Rosetta actually read the play there because he threw it before Bronx was even coming out of his break, and the outside linebacker stayed over the top of him. They ran those hitches again, so Rosetta almost gets caught pre-picking where he's throwing the football again on that third down.
It's fourth and nine. This is probably four down territory. Timeout has been called, I believe, by the Cavemen. We'll pause. We'll be right back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. Cavemen going to for it. Fourth down and nine. Ball at the 28-yard line of the Titans. Trips to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. Long snap count. There's the snap. Rolling to the right-hand side. Rosetta on the move. Looks, passes away. Looking for the end zone. Goes high for it. It looks good. Touchdown. Grants pass. Added Brevik Hill. 29-yard touchdown pass, and the Grants Pass Cavemen have put points on the board.
Yeah, what a great catch by Brevik Hill. They roll Rosetta out of the pocket to get him away from the blitz, which was a great call by Coach Kennedy. As he gets out of the pocket, he kind of just throws up a prayer, honestly, to Hill. And Hill, being the athlete he is, goes up in between two defenders.
In between coverage,
and comes down with the football somehow. What a catch.
All right, Cavemen now kicking into the wind, but it shouldn't be a problem for Mr. Leon, kick is up, and no, it is up and good. We are tied at 7, 1:15 to play, ladies and gentlemen, in the first period. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Kickoff coming for the Grants Pass Caveman. Again, they're teeing it up on the right hash mark, kicking into the wind here in the closing moments of the first quarter. To Leon Reddy. Alejandra Leon. A soccer player, loves this football team, though. Kick is up. And short this time. To about the 46-yard line. Yeah, the Titans just fell on it.
They try to go with the pooch kick, which I actually love because you're not kicking the ball to Campos. So even the ball at the 44-yard line or 43-yard line.
Better than the last time.
It's better than a kickoff return.
Yeah, no doubt.
So now you're giving your defense a chance, and you're taking less hits as far as that goes because that the kickoff team they put in the front of Campos, there's some big boys out there blocking on the kickoff team too.
They had a great scheme too. First out and 10, ball spotted at the 42-yard line of the Titans. They'll split two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, slot right. There's the snap and the give to Campos. Has a little hole up the middle, is met by a slew of white-shirted Grants Pass cavemen. Ball to the ground, he'll pick up a couple. So Campos on his fifth carry of the night picks up two. I have him for 17 yards so far.
Yeah, they're just challenging the caveman up the middle. They pull a backside guard coming right to the left. Campos goes behind it, but the caveman defensive line is doing a good job of plugging the holes and the gaps they're supposed to. And so far, between Meek and Cam Holland and Parker Howe, they've done a great job of filling the extra holes and doing a great job tackling Campos low.
Second and 8, split to the left-hand side, slot right. Two men split to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun again. Sanderson takes the snap. Run pass option. They give it to Campos. This time he's got a hole. Picks up first down yardage. Picks up about 10 yards out to about the 47-yard line.
Yeah, that's really the first time that Campos has found some real serious opening. And by the time they got to the second level, you know, you give him a full head of steam to go. He's a tough unit to bring down. And that was seen. And he probably got 4 or 5 extra yards after contact.
All right, first down and 10. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line of the Cavemen here. We're tied at 7. Split left. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Slot right. Again, out of the shotgun. Play action fake. They'll throw it downfield, and it is overthrown again. Incomplete.
Yeah, and the Cavemen.
Sanderson is 0 for 5 throwing the football.
Yeah, the Cavemen did a good job there. Cam Holland and Berger both on that side. Didn't fall for the play action pass. Both played the man deep. Holland probably gets beat by a step or two, but he was there the entire time. And like you said, Sanderson's just not quite there yet. But the Cayman defense doing a good job so far of, you know, kind of having that bend but don't break mentality they talked about all year long.
2 seconds left here in the quarter. We're time for one more snap. Of course, it stopped with the incomplete pass. 2 men split left, slot left, split for the right-hand side, 1 man. Cavemen bring a man up. There's the high snap past the flat left-hand side. This one's complete at the buzzer. Man spins, picks up a couple of yards, and is finally brought down on about the 43-yard line. So he'll pick up about 4. So at the end of the, that's the end of the second period, ladies and gentlemen. We are tied at 7. We'll be back with the second quarter, brought to you by Black Bag Armory. Fully stocked for the hunting season. Ammo, scopes, rifles, all the accessories you need to give you every chance to fill your tag. And we'll be back with more right after this 30-second timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. As we trade sides of the field, this time the Cavemen will have what breeze there is at their backs. And right now, once again, it's gusting from time to time. We'll look up. That flag was just straight out as we started talking. Now it's hanging limp. So that's what's going on in the field right now, weather-wise. Intermittent drops. It's going to be damp out there all night long. It is third down right now and 6 yards to go for the Cavemen. Pardon me. Campos comes to the right-hand side. Good pursuit. Didn't really get a chance to turn the corner.
No, and a great job by Cameron Holland coming from that, like, outside rover hybrid linebacker position. Make sure he stays outside of Campos. He has to take him on head-on. He just basically holds on for dear life until Bassett gets there to help him finish the tackle, bringing up, you know, a very, very big fourth down here for the Cavemen defense.
Right, no gain on the play. It's fourth and about 4 or 5. It's a short 5, a long 4. Trips to left-hand side. Single receiver to the right as they're going for it this time. Out of the shotgun. There's the snap. He wants to throw. Forced out of the pocket to the right-hand side. Throws it down the field. It's going to be incomplete. Kaven will take over. He just tried to get rid of it. He threw it where nobody was. So the Cayman will have it first down and 10. Ball at the 41-yard line. Their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, they bring Holland on a backside blitz. Sanderson rolls away from it. Holland brings him down as he's throwing the football. Does a good job. Great job of bringing the Cayman off the field. Now the Cayman need to march again. Here we go.
Cayman offense has been productive tonight, but right now we're tied at 7. The Cayman seemed to timidly come up to the 35-yard line to figure out what they're going to do. They've been rejoined now by Mr. Rosetta. Everybody has their instructions. Going to send two men to the right-hand side. The right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Now they'll put a man in motion. Unbalanced line to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun. Past the flat right-hand side. It's complete. Man turns upfield. First down yardage down the right-hand side. Gets out to the 40-yard line. Push down on about the 37-yard line. So Hill from the 41 gets about 16 yards.
Yeah, it's a good job of once Hill caught the football, he burst it outside on the quick screen, and there was nobody there to catch him. The safety had to go in pursuit to get him. Now it's a huge first down for the Cayman there.
2 minutes split left. There's a quick snap, and they give inside to Berg. Berg finds off tackle. He breaks through, gets first down yardage again, I believe. He gets past the 30-yard line. They may mark him shy. Going to mark him down on the 31-yard line, so it's a gain of 8.
Yeah, Berg exploded there. It was just a give up the middle, no RPO or nothing, just a straight handoff to Berg. Berg gets the ball from Rosetta, and he just goes straight up the field, not just with reckless abandon. So far, Berg has done a great job filling in for Powers as the full-time running back.
2 men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side for Grant's pass. Out of the shotgun this time for Rosetta. Berg to his left shoulder. There's the snap. Rolling to the left-hand side. Looks down the field. Tucks it away, and he's going to step out of bounds himself on about the 26-yard line. So Rosetta, I believe, will get the first down. So a gain of about 6 that time for Rosetta. Makes him even on the night after the loss of 6.
That time they roll Rosetta to his left side, which is the tougher side for a quarterback to throw from. Nobody really opened, and a great job for Rosetta not to force the issue there. On a second down and short, don't need to force the ball into crowds, so he just gets out of bounds knowing he has the first down and moves the chains.
2 men split right, one to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Long snap count turns, gives the ball to Burke. A little draw play goes off to the right-hand side. First ahead, gets to the 10-yard line, down to about the 5. Or check that, gets about to the 10-yard line. First down yardage easily. A scamper of, again, about 12 for Berg.
Yeah, that was a slow developing play. They kind of ran a counter back away from the line of scrimmage to the right side, and a little bit of a blitz almost caused the Cayman a problem.
Out of the pistol again. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Again, they give to Berg. Goes off right tackle. Dives across the 10-yard line. It's first and goal. A flag flies late in the end zone. I didn't see anything going on there except the flag flying in the air. There were players around it.
Yeah, I don't know what this flag is going to be for. I couldn't see where the flag was on. The Cayman are going back, so the Cayman are acting like it's on them. Personal foul on the Cayman. So it must have been some sort of extracurricular something or another. That's a big 15 yards there for against the Cayman, especially having starting at a first and goal, and now you're back outside the 20.
So the ball comes out to the 23-yard line. Still first down, first and goal from the 23. All right, Caveman break out of the huddle. He'll come up in the line of scrimmage. Split one man to the left-hand side. Now two men to the left-hand side. Two men on each side. Out of the shotgun. Berg to the right shoulder. That's the narrow side of the field. There's the snap. They fake to Berg. They pass the right-hand side. It's complete, but as soon as the pass is complete, a man is knocked down. He'll lose yardage on it.
Yeah, they ran an RPO screen to the backside, and if the cornerback is looking at the ball instead of the receiver, he probably could have picked six to that. Instead, he just tackles Hill, rises to catch the football, and now the Cavemen are in a really rough spot because now this is third and goal from the 26.
Well, let's see what Mr. Kennedy can pull out of his back pocket here. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time. Now they'll move Bassett over to the left end. There's the snap, and they give to Berg. Berg hits a crowd after picking up about three or four towards the center of the field. Now with a little breeze behind him, this is certainly within field goal range for Leon.
They are going to bring Leon out for this. The problem with the Cavemen with the PAT and field goals have been this year has been the blocking. They've had a few blocked this year, and it's usually been up the middle. So that's that. Especially with a longer kick, Leon's going to have to keep it somewhat low. So it'll be an interesting kick here for Leon.
Going to be about ball will come up from what, the 30-yard line? So it's a 40-yard attempt. He has hit from 52 before, but never in a game condition. So
yeah,
this should be well.
You're going to get an offside call on West Salem before the ball's even the Cavemen weren't even set yet. I haven't seen that one before. I have not, that's an early offside call. The Cavemen didn't have the ball in hand yet, which helps Leon out with now it's the 35-yarder.
Clock is wound. It's moving. Leon is set. There's the snap. And the kick is up. It's got enough distance. And it's good. Caveman take the lead. It is now 10-7. We'll be back with their kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, a great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Cavemen leading right now, 10-7 here, 7:36 to play. We're in the second period here, and it's been a close football game so far. We anticipated this could happen.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we've seen the Cavemen go on the road and play a clean first quarter and first half so far. I mean, a lot of way to go here, but the Cavemen appear to have actually gotten off the bus this week.
All right, and there's the kick. This one is once again the squib kick picked up on about the 35-yard line. Man goes to the ground there on the 36. That's where the Titans will take over first down and 10 from the 36-yard line.
And again, I love that. It gives the opportunity for the Cavemen to possibly get the recovery if it takes a funky hop, but also does not give Campos another opportunity to receive the football and return it. Little pooch kick. If that thing takes a Caveman hop and goes backwards, they actually probably get the ball back because there's a couple Cavemen running out of the field. So not bad field position either for the Titans, but...
You think they've been practicing that?
Oh, yeah.
Up the line of scrimmage, come the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. On defense. Put a man in motion, got receivers on each side. Play action fake, they give it to Campo straight up to center after sending a receiver in motion. So he'll pick up about 4 yards on the play. That'll give him about 31 yards on the night so far on 8 carries. Second down on about 7.
We also have a new quarterback. I just noticed number 10, Jarrett Peel, is now at quarterback. 15 is standing next to the coach on the sidelines.
All right, with Peel now in shotgun. And we anticipated he might get some snaps. There's the snap, and he'll keep it himself, goes to the right-hand side, and he'll lose a little. He did not get back to the line of scrimmage. So Peel at number 10 will lose a yard.
So I don't know if Sanderson got hurt while rolling out or if his lack of throwing accuracy early in this first half has been a problem.
1 of 7.
Yeah, or if Peel is more of a running quarterback, so it gives them that RPO option with Campos, so they can't just lock on Campos. But an interesting move pretty early for the Titans.
All right, Campos to the right shoulder of Peel. There's the snap. Peel wants to throw. Passes away to the left-hand side. It's complete. Good for first down yardage. To number 6, picked up about 10 yards.
Yeah, the Cayman had pretty decent coverage on the play. He just ran a deep post route on the right-hand side and just beats Hill off the line of scrimmage, and Hill couldn't recover, creating a pretty easy pitch and catch there for the Titans.
First down and 10 from the 49-yard line of the Titans. They come up the line of scrimmage quickly. One man split to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side. Slot on the right-hand side. Peel remains the quarterback with Campos to his right shoulder. Turns, gives the ball to Campos. Campos goes around the corner right-hand side, gets hit and dropped on about the 47-yard, 46-yard line is where they're going to spot him. That'll be a gain of 5 for Campos.
Yeah, every yard so far, aside from the kick return for Campos, has been pretty hard-earned. There hasn't been easy sledding for the Titan offense so far, which you got to tip your cap to the Cayman defense so far. Now it's just a matter of maintaining these big running backs. They wear on you. Luckily, we've seen the North Medford kid earlier in the year, so the Cayman are used to this a little bit.
Second down and 5. We've got 4 wideouts, 2 to each side. Peel in the shotgun. 3-step drop this time. Rolls to the right-hand side against pressure. Gets the pass away, and it's complete to about the 32-yard line. So that one's good for about 15 yards.
Yeah, there was a flag early on the play, though, so I'm not sure what the flag is on. Oh, it's going to be a sideline warning.
Sideline warning called against West.
The first down will stay then. Again, they're kind of picking on Hill. Hill getting lost on this inside route again. Gets beat off the line of scrimmage, then beat through the middle of the field. And couldn't recover, and it was another pretty easy pitch and catch for Peel.
So Peel has come in and hit 2 in a row. Sanderson stays on the sidelines, 1 of 7 throwing the football. All right, up the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. Ball spotted on the 32-yard line. One man split to the right-hand side, slot right. Two split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun again. High snap. Peel pulls it down himself, steps up, then throws the left-hand side, and it's complete inside. It's going to be a touchdown from the 32-yard line.
Yeah, Peel steps up and throws the football off of 1 foot. The Cayman are in very good coverage, and all of a sudden I couldn't see who the number was on the guy covering, but he just stops in mid-coverage. Receiver makes a good one-handed catch. And the Cavemen now find themselves behind again.
All right. It is now 13-10. Try for point after coming. And the kick is up. And the officials say it's good. 14-10. Grants Pass down by 4. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1 minute. Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Weston Berg back dig in single safety to return this one. As the kick comes up and it's deep, and Berg goes and picks it up on about his 12-yard line, slips and goes down to, they'll pick him up with, he slipped on the wet grass and went down to one knee with nobody near him. Just had his head up watching the people come on, and the foot went out from under him.
Yeah, the problem with, and this is where the kickoff return is actually where it's really showing so far, Powers being gone, because instead of having both him and Powers back deep together, they're now just having Berg deep by himself in the middle, and they're kicking away from him, so he's having to cover a lot of ground to try to go receive the football. And there, he catches it on the run, but then as he's trying to then turn off the field after he catches it, loses his footing, goes down, creating now a long drive for the Caveman offense.
First down and 10, ball spotted on the 12-yard line. Ladies and gentlemen, first down and 10 for the Cavemen, long way from the end zone. Trailing right now by 14-7, split left, slot left, two-man split to the right-hand side. They'll bring a man in motion to the left-hand side. Double slot on the left-hand side now. That's the narrow side of the field. There's the snap, and Rosetta rolls to the right-hand side. Looks down the field, faces some heavy pressure, and is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. I'm not sure how much he lost. We'll have to wait and see where they spot the ball. It looks like it's going to be back about the 6-yard line.
Yeah, and that's a ball that Rosetta will learn. Everybody's in coverage. He makes the right read as far as the defense goes, but as he rolls to the right-hand side, he needs to throw the ball 5 or 6 feet right above his outside receiver's head and throw it out of bounds instead of taking that sack, especially now creating a little bit of danger zone here with the goal line right behind him.
Right, the ball is now spotted on the 6-yard line, and that's a loss of 6. Caveman break the huddle. They've got 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time, Berg is behind Rosetta. Bass jumps up into the slot, that give to Berg. Berg to the right-hand side, finds some running room, makes up that, gets back to close to the original line of scrimmage, maybe over it. And that's going to bring up third down now.
Yeah, good run there by Berg to get him back in third and at least manageable. See if the how aggressive the Cavemen are, especially with 3.5 minutes left.
Well, it's 3rd and 9 deep in their own territory. Ball at the 9-yard line. In between the 9 and 10-yard line. Two men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. Long snap count. Wants to throw. Passes away right-hand side, incomplete. Going to be 4th down.
Yeah, the ball came out of Rosetta's hand weird. They went streak out on this bottom side, and I thought he was throwing deep to Jensen, but then the ball came out kind of funky down at the bottom. I'm not sure if he got hit or not as he was releasing the football, but the ball just came out real short.
Had no steam on it at all. Wobbly. So Leon back to punt it away, standing on his own goal line. 2:58 to play here in the half. Caveman down by 4. We're going to punt the football away. Let's see if Leon can get a good toe into it. Maybe get a little breeze behind him because the flag is straight out right now. Gets up and it will be fielded on the 49-yard line. Man comes back up the left-hand side. That's Campos again. He'll bring it back to about the 35-yard line. So the Titans have it 1st down and 10 on the Grants Pass 35-yard line with 2:48 left to play here in the first half. So the Grants Pass defense really going to be called on at this point.
Yeah, definitely not an ideal situation if you're the Caveman defense. Got to find a way that the Titans should be in 4-down territory here the entire drive. So it's going to take a turnover on downs or a turnover in general for the Caveman defense here. A lot of time for the Titans, 2:48, still have 2 timeouts left.
And Peel remains the quarterback. Comes out, lines up in the shotgun to the right-hand side. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Slot on the right-hand side. There's a snap rolling to the right-hand side. Peel looking down, wants to get throw, gets the pass away. It is incomplete, a little high. That's for a man on about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, they roll Peel out with Campos kind of lead blocking, making sure no cavemen are going to get to him. He has a guy open, guarded by Cam Holland, but again, misses high on that first down throw and brings up a second down and 10.
So a second and 10, staring them in the face. Titans come up to the line of scrimmage. Now split one man to the right, slot right. Two men split to the left-hand side. Actually, a slot on the left-hand side. The man went down at the give to Peel. Peel pitches to the right-hand side to Campos. One man misses, but the second man hits him, and then he's carried by Campos out for another 6 or 7 yards after being hit. He's big and strong. We knew that coming in. He so far has been curtailed. And where are we going to spot the football? Back about the 29-yard line?
Yeah, it's unfortunate for the Cavemen. They had the pitch and the whole defense sniffed out, but then a couple missed tackles give Campos the ability to run, and now it creates a third and short instead of a third and long.
Third and short. Split right. Newman split the left-hand side. Slot left-hand side. There's the snap. And Peel keeps it himself. First down yardage is tripped up right at the 25-yard line. Fell ahead to about the 23. That's where they'll have it first down and 10.
Yeah, Peel is much more mobile than Sanderson is. He moves around the pocket actually really well. Stepped up in the pocket there. No linebacker in sight because they were off in coverage. And does a good job of stepping up and getting the first down.
So up the line of scrimmage, first down and 10, ball spotted at the 23-yard line. Two men split to the right-hand side. Slot left, split left. Out of the gun. Turns and gives the ball to Campos. Campos looking for some running room. Gets to about the 20-yard line. Over the 20-yard line. Falls ahead. And kind of spot him about on the 17-yard line. So a gain of 6 that time.
This has been the first drive so far this game we've seen the Cavemen with some missed tackles. Again, they had Campos maybe for a 1 or 2 yard gain. Don't wrap up, get a couple breakaways, and he gets, you know, the 6 yards instead of the 2.
I've got him unofficially for about 49 yards so far here in the first half. Slot left, 2 men split the left-hand side. There's the snap. Looking at the right-hand side, Peel forced out of the pocket, throwing to the end zone, and it is touchdown.
Touchdown.
So touchdown from the 17-yard line.
Yeah, and again, the Cavemen secondary is in coverage, and then as the ball's in the air, I couldn't see the number, but whoever was guarding the receiver just stops, and the receiver's wide open now in the corner of the end zone, catches the ball for one of the easier touchdowns he's going to catch when they were in coverage. So I'm not sure what the Cavemen are doing as far as the stopping prior to the game, the play being over, but it's cost them 2 touchdowns the last 2 series.
Try for point after coming. It's 20-10 right now. Kick is up, and the officials say it's good. 21-10. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. Interestingly enough, the Cavemen have 2 men back at deep safety right now. And one is Berg, and I'm not sure who the other one is. I haven't picked up a number yet. It's one of the Elys?
It's Holland.
Holland. And it looks like it's going to Holland right now on about the 3-yard line. Comes back up the field. Stops across the 15-yard line. Just in front of all of the people coming after him wearing black jerseys and goes down. So they'll mark him at the 16-yard line, first down and 10 from their own 16 for the Grants Pass Cabin with 43 seconds left here in the first half, trailing right now by 11, 21-10. So let's see if the Cabin can throw the football, break somebody free. Let's have one of those explosive plays and see what happens to the scoreboard.
Yeah, the Cabin do have two timeouts left, so it's not an undoable thing, but they are also missing Trailer, obviously. So their big play deep threat is missing, and you don't want to turn the ball over because West Salem still has two timeouts as well. So it's kind of a dangerous, what do you do here? We'll really see what their plan is after this first down play.
Split left, slot right, two-man split to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun right now for Rosetta. Take the snap. Gives it to Berg. Berg has a hole off the right-hand side. Puts his head down. Gets up quickly to about the 25-yard line. He'll be just shy of the first down. Picked up about nine. He's had a great first half, quite frankly. I have him for 101 yards on 13 carries.
Yeah, timeout by Coach Kennedy to reset after that good first down run.
Well, a timeout on the field. There's 32 seconds left. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 32 seconds left here in the first half. The Cavemen down by 11, 21-10, but have the football here on a drive back deep in their own territory at the 25-yard line, second down and one to go. Let's see what Coach Kennedy can come up with, pull out of his back pocket here. One of those tricky, tricky plays, you suppose? One-man split to the left-hand side, slot right. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun still, Berg to the right shoulder of Jordan Rosetta. Rosetta takes a snap, gives to Berg. Berg puts his head down, comes through. He's got a big hole to the left-hand side, gets out to about the 35-yard line. They're going to mark him between the 35 and 36-yard line. That's a gain of about 11.
Yeah, and the Cavemen instantly get back on the football. Rosetta spikes it.
So that's going to bring up second down and 10 quickly. Ball still at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, West Salem's just playing essentially not a full prevent defense, but they're definitely back in the zone. They're just bringing the three down linemen, all they're bringing right now. Just willing to give up those big chunk plays like that to Berg in the running game, knowing the Cavemen now only have one timeout left with 19 seconds. Now the clock really isn't in the Cavemen favor.
One man split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. No slots this time. A ballast line to the right-hand side. Rolling to the right-hand side, Rosetta looks down the field, gets the pass away, incomplete.
Okay, he had Bowen on the deep out, actually, which would have given the Cavemen a first down and stopped the clock. But as Bowen went to catch it, it missed Bowen probably about 4 or 5 feet high.
Unofficially, 9 of 14 throwing the football for Rosetta. 14 seconds left after the incomplete pass. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Everybody else up on the line of scrimmage right now, except for Berg and Rosetta. Berg to the right shoulder of Rosetta. That's the wide side of the field. And there's a snap rolling to the right-hand side. Rosetta looks down the field, throwing on the run. And this one also goes incomplete. 10 seconds left.
Yeah, as Rosetta's rolling to that side, the rolling to your right side is the easier side to roll to, but that's back-to-back throws. The first one he misses high. The second one, it was the same exact play, but he overcompensated almost because of the miss on the first one. Then he misses about 6 yards low on the second one, so it doesn't appear to be wet outside, so I think Rosetta's just more in his own head and probably rushing the throw rather than just trusting the process.
All right, fourth down and 10, and 10 seconds left to play. One man split to the left-hand side. Two receivers to the wide side of the field. That's the right side. Slot on the left-hand side. Berg to the left shoulder of Rosetta in the shotgun turn. They give this one to Berg. Berg hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. He'll lose on the play, and The clock. Why'd the clock stop at 3?
Fourth down.
Ah.
Turnover.
Fourth down. There it is. So 3 seconds left. So Berg loses 2. So timeout on the field by West Salem with 3 seconds left, and we'll be back in 30 of those seconds right after this 30-second timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got 3 ticks on the clock left before we get into the halftime. Time is out on the field. It's 21-10. Grants Pass down by 11. Have played better than that score indicates right now. They come back out on the field. And defense, it'll be first down and 10 for the Titans here. Ball on the Caveman 36-yard line. So they have time for one. Let's see what they do with it. You're going to put 3 receivers to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field. End in tight on the left. Nobody on that side split out. Peel looks down the field. Faces some pressure, pulls out, throws it deep into the end zone at the buzzer, and it is looked like it was intercepted.
Yeah, it's going to be intercepted by Bassett.
So, throws the interception as time has run out, and that's the way the first half will end with the Caveman trailing by 11, 21-10. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone, at halftime. It is 21-10. Grants Pass down by 11. Zach Morgan, can you recap the scoring for us, please?
Yes, the Titans started the game off very, very quickly. So with 11:49 left in the first quarter, a 96-yard kick return with a PAT good started the scoring to make it 7-0 West Salem. But the game would answer with 1:15 left in the first quarter, a 28-yard pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill. The PAT was good by Leon to make it 7-7. Then with 7:36 left in the second quarter, Leon hit a 35-yard field goal to make it 10-7 Grants Pass. West Salem quickly answered back with 4:51 left in the second quarter on a 32-yard touchdown pass. PAT was good to make it 14-10 West Salem. And then with 50 seconds left in the first half, another 17-yard touchdown pass. PAT was good by West Salem to make it 21-10 West Salem at half, which is where we stand.
All right, we'll run down the individual numbers that we have, and we come back right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Let's run down the individual numbers here at halftime with the Cavemen trail by 11, 21 to 10. First of all, for the Titans of West Valley High School, Cohen Campos, my numbers are completely unofficial. I have him for 11 carries at 49 yards, and that doesn't include the 96-yard kickoff return. That was the first 11 seconds of the football game. So that aside, interesting note here, we knew he was averaging about 7 yards per carry coming in. I don't have 1 7-yard carry here. The longest I have is 6. So the Cavemen defense has certainly played well in the first half, containing this young man, who certainly a quality player. Other than that, Peel coming off the bench as quarterback picked up another 4 yards, while Sanderson lost 6. So on the ground, they have gained about 47 yards. Now through the air, Sanderson was 1 of 7 throwing the football and 4 yards. Peel came off the bench and is now 4 for 5 throwing the football with 2 touchdowns and 76 yards. So that's 80 yards through the air, about 47 on the ground, 127 yards generated unofficially by the Titans here in the first half. Now for Grant's Pass, Weston Berg in subbing in for Mr. Powers. Pretty good first half. I have him for 15 carries and 110 yards. All right. Rosetta has been the whistle for 3 carries minus 5 yards. So that's 105 yards on the ground for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Rosetta passing 9 of 15 with 1 touchdown toss and 86 yards. Cavemen have generated 191 yards offensively compared to 127 for what we have in terms of the Titans. So the numbers on my score sheet show the Cavemen should be leading, as a matter of fact, but they're down by 11 here in the first half. That's the scoring. Stay tuned for the keys as we continue here on our coverage. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. We'll be back with more after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. The West Salem Band is on the field right now getting ready to perform for the local folks, and they also are handing some more senior night honors out, I think, to the rally squad and band during this halftime, so it will be extended just a little bit. The Cavemen down by 11 right now, but have played pretty well here in the first half. Particularly, it looked like they were ready for this big running back, Campos.
Yeah, I think the Cavemen defense has played very well, aside from the 2 touchdown passes. And both of the touchdown passes were, I mean, really weird plays by the Cavemen secondary. They were in position, and both of the guys in the secondary stopped right before the ball gets thrown to their man. And so I'm not sure exactly what's going on. You can see Coach Zine, the defensive coordinator, just losing his mind on the sidelines because, I mean, overall, if you take away those two long, you know, the 32-yard pass and the 17-yard pass, the Cayman defense has played very, very well. They're tackling way better than they have the last, you know, month. But for whatever reason, those two plays just seemed like broken plays on the back end and costed the Cayman 14 points, which is, you know, right now the difference in the game.
Weston Berg, over 100 yards here in the first half, unofficially. He has looked very good on the field. He's had some holes to run through and exploited those.
Yeah, I mean, we knew Berg was a good runner. We didn't know if he could handle the durability as far as the being the only running back. I know they have Logan Eldred that can run the football, but Berg's been playing the entire time on offense. But the offensive line, I mean, yeah, Berg is running hard, and Berg is doing a great job himself, but you got to commend the offensive line for giving him the opportunity to have the holes to run through, and the holes have been fairly big for the Cayman offensive line. So, I mean, they're matching the size for the West from the Titans, I mean, very well. They're handling it really well. But this is the part of the game that the Cavemen have struggled recently because of the amount of people playing both ways. And so, you know, now you got Traylor out of the game as well. He was hobbling to the locker room. So he's not coming back. Powers obviously is out tonight. So the Cavemen, it's skinny right now. And so they have an uphill battle. The good news is they get the ball to start the second half. So with that being said, I think it's vitally important the Cavemen get points to start the second half. They cannot, in my opinion, go three and out or not get points, because you know West Salem is going to score at some point. And so I think it's super important the Cavemen do get points, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. I don't think it matters, but they got to get points and take advantage of getting the ball to start the second half.
At this point, a little surprised they replaced their quarterback, although we were kind of giving some indications that Peel would get some snaps tonight, but it appears that Sanderson was completely ineffective throwing the football. They were making nothing. Peel comes in, and golly, he gets two touchdowns.
Yeah, and Peel's done a good job of moving around the pocket, too.
He appears to be more mobile.
Yeah, a little bit more mobile, and I think the coaching staff for the Titans is really seeing that the Cavemen are doing to the Titans exactly what other teams have done to the Cavemen, is they're not letting Campos beat them. They're probably, as frustrating as the two touchdown passes are, I think the Cavemen, that was their game plan, is to make the quarterbacks beat them. And so they're showing that, you know, they're going to take away Campos for the most part, because that's a quiet first half for Campos. And so by doing that, you're forcing the Cayman secondary to play man-to-man defense, which they're capable of, just had a couple lapses. And so the Titans coaching staff made an adjustment. It was a good adjustment. And the Cayman, now it's their opportunity to make their own adjustment in the locker room and see how they're going to handle. I think they stay with the same game plan. If it was me and I'm Coach Sina and I'm sitting there and we're trying to make what second half adjustments we're going to make, I don't know that you make a second half adjustment on the defensive side that's drastic. I think you leave the defense alone. You continue to do what you're doing with the front seven. And you just tell your secondary, like, that you have to play through the whistle. We can't stop early, because if they would just play through the whistle right now, I truly believe this is maybe a 17-10 football game, a 14-10 football game. It's definitely not a 21-10 football game if we'll just play through the whistle.
All right, are you going to adjust the offense any?
You have to stay with the running game. I know you're down 11 points. You have to continue to run the football. I think you need to probably incorporate some more RPO opportunities for Rosetta, not necessarily as the running back part of it, but the getting him to read an outside linebacker to possibly dump it behind the linebackers coming in, because now that they've seen that Berg is capable of doing what he's doing, I think you're going to see a little bit of a different defense with that being said from West Salem. Now that they know that Traylor's not out, you've got that big play deep threat gone. And not that the other kids on the team are not fast, but they're also not Traylor. They're not going to blow the top off with anybody now that Traylor's out. So I think you probably see West Salem maybe load the box a little bit more and maybe come out a little bit more man-to-man, knowing that they're not going to get beat over the top, because they were trying to put a guy over the top of Traylor, kind of like the Sprags did, the Silvertons did. I think you're going to see a little bit of a different scheme from West Salem with Traylor being out, because now that you've got essentially your two big, very fast guys in Traylor and Berg out of the game, you've kind of you're not necessarily, if you're West Sinlem, you're not really worried about the top getting blown off on the defense. And I think you start taking away Berg and make Rosetta beat you, because he was a little hit and miss, especially at the end of the first half.
Well, if we're going to have Rosetta beat you, there are a couple of ways he can do that. It appears that he's more and more comfortable using his own legs. And, well, I had a 33-yard run last game, a little short run here this evening. Are we going to see him really assert himself a little bit more in the running game?
I mean, I think it's a factor, and I think it's a read that he makes now. He's definitely not a mobile quarterback still, though, so you're not going to just see him being a part of the RPO as an every play option by any means. But it's definitely, if there's nobody on the backside, to stay honest, whether it's the defensive end or the backside linebacker, we now know that Rosetta will do it. So now it's just one more thing that the other teams have to think about. You have to actually keep your backside linebacker or defensive end there to stop him. So it's just one more facet of the game that I think just creates a wrinkle for the K-Man offense. But, I mean, for the K-Man to be successful, they're going to have to return to the screen game and continue to run the ball with Berg, and then just continue to figure out ways to get off the field on defense and just basically, I mean, stop hurting themselves, not only with dumb penalties, but just with end-of-the-play situations. They have to clean up the finishing of the play. But the one thing the K-Man have to do that they did very well in the first half, they have to continue to tackle. We saw there in the end of the second quarter a couple missed tackles where Campos did end up getting some of his yardage that you saw in your yardage. It was off of missed tackles. And so we have to go back to continuing to wrap up Campos down low, get him down early, and don't let him get to the second level, because once he gets to the second level and you let him get to full speed, he's a workhorse to bring down.
Oh, no question. You're listening to Caveman Football here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. About 6 minutes left here on the halftime clock right now. Caveman down here at the half, 21-10. We'll be back with more after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
As we come to the end of the halftime, that's what the clock is showing. That maybe extended a bit. Their band is still in the field right now. I'm going to put my broadcast partner, Zach Morgan, former quarterback, on the spot right now. Throw him under the bus here right now. All right, you're in the locker room. You're the offensive coordinator. You're going to get the football. You're down by 11 points, but feeling pretty good about your team. How many plays are you going to call in advance, and are you going to do anything different in order to make things happen early? You pull a gadget out yet?
No. Or? I don't think you pull a gadget out yet. I don't know who you pull a gadget out with. I know Brevik Hill could do some throwing. Powers could, but obviously Powers isn't in there, so I'm not sure what gadget plays you really pull out right now. Honestly, I don't know that you really script much. I know Coach Kennedy loves to script the first half. I think he has maybe one or two plays in his mind that he has the first play for sure. He knows what he's running. But then after play number one, he's going to have to reevaluate, because I truly believe West Salem is going to show a completely different defense than what we saw in the first half. So Coach Kennedy's going to have to quickly make an audible in his own head based off what he sees in the first play.
So he's probably got a couple plans.
You know, he's probably one run, one pass, maybe one gadget play. I don't know that you use the gadget play yet, just because gadget plays to me always seem a little desperate, I guess. Obviously, when they work, everybody looks at you like you're a genius, but if they don't work, then you just seem desperate. And I don't think this Caveman offense is in a situation where they have to be desperate. I mean, get all the way down to the 9-yard line.
Yeah.
Turnover on downs. You get all the way to the 8, get a personal foul call, get pushed back all the way to the 23, have to settle for a field goal. So there's been points left on the field that the Cavemen haven't taken advantage of. The offense, I thought, the first half, aside from the games where they've scored 70 points or whatever, I think that was a very good first half of football for the Cavemen offense. Something different we haven't seen from them, especially like traveling to Silverton and Sprague. So the Cavemen, I think, are in a good spot. I think they have to stay patient with the running game. 21-10, Cavemen defense has played good so far. You know, like I said, a couple broken down defensive secondary deals. So the Cavemen just have to stay patient. They have to stay patient. They have to trust their process. Don't panic in this first series. But a lot of that, honestly, comes with having the conversation with Rosetta that there's not an 11-point play. The hardest part for a high school kid to truly wrap your head around, and I've been there myself, is how am I going to get all this back? You can't get it all back at once.
Now, it's like one at a time.
It's like in baseball. You can't get a 5-run home run. You can't do the 7-run home run. You have to start chipping away. And so the Cavemen have to figure out a way to start chipping away at this lead. And doing that, you're going to have to get a couple stops on defense, but you're going to have to score when you get the opportunity to score on offense. And so I think that's the key for the Cavemen, is just really just staying patient, staying in their game plan. And then on defense, they got to find a way to continue to wrap up Campos, but get off the field on those third downs.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Come into Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Raid has returned, as have both football teams, out of the locker room. They have put up an additional 3 minutes on the warm-up clock, or the halftime clock here, in order to allow these young athletes to get all those muscles stretched out. We don't want anybody pulling a muscle or hurting themselves without getting properly warmed up here. Both teams on the field trying to do that right now, and they've not even started the three-minute clock yet. Okay, well, how much longer can you talk?
Well, I think, as you look out here, as healthy as the Cavemen have stayed all year, numbers-wise, I mean, this West Salem team is in a very healthy position. I'm not talking about numbers as far as size. I'm talking about numbers as far as numbers of kids goes. I bet you the Cavemen have about half of the number of kids dressed down as West Salem does. And so we've talked about it a lot. I know Coach Kennedy talks about it a lot. It's kind of out of necessity. It's not something that he is excited about doing every week or he likes to do. I mean, he would love if everybody just played one side of the ball and you were just healthy as all get out, and the guys that play defense only, because how much more energy would those guys have? But that's not the luxury the Cavemen have. I don't know how many kids West Salem has that play both ways, but I know the Cavemen are about 70% of them play both ways. And so against a team that has just more kids on a sideline and they're at home, that's something that could come into play.
We're outnumbered.
Yeah.
Definitely outnumbered, no doubt about it. And the Cavemen, although when you ask Coach Kennedy, he said, well, you know, how deep are you? So we're deep. We've got players who can play the same position in several times. But that's at about 25 players.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are deep, and the Cavemen have a lot of talent. But when you start playing a team that's not only bigger than you size-wise, but bigger than you numbers-wise, and you have multiple kids going both ways, I mean, this is when your conditioning really, really, really gets tested. And I know the Cavemen are in good condition, but being in running condition versus being in condition where you're just getting the crap kicked out of you for 48 minutes, there's a different level of conditioning there. And it's not only for me, just from – and obviously I was just the quarterback. I didn't play both ways. You know, you can – it is what it is. But there's a difference between physical – stamina and mental stamina, and the Cavemen, with having kids that play both ways a consistent amount of time, the Cavemen deal with both. And so all of a sudden, when you start playing from behind, that plays a factor into that physical and mental stamina, and it'll be, you know, this is going to be a true down 11. This is a true playoff atmosphere for the Cavemen.
Yeah, absolutely is. And quite frankly, I said 25 players, probably the Cavemen for most of the plays are dealing with about 20 young men. About that.
Sure.
All right, and we're getting ready to get this one back underway. It looks like their kicker has come out on the field right now, but nobody else has. Oh, he's just taking a practice kick.
He just kicked a 50-yard field goal.
All right. Well, we can do that, too. We've got Alejandro León here, who has done a 52-yarder before. But we're just getting ready for the kickoff right now. Cavemen huddled around their coaching staff. There's the buzzer as time has run out on the clock right now. So we're really close to getting this one back underway. You're listening to Cavemen Football here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Chuck Benson along with Zach Morgan here in the press box, along with lots of other broadcasters and football coaches. And not a bad atmosphere up here at all.
No, it's been good.
And they left us a little basket of goodies here.
Yeah.
Little trick-or-treat stuff.
I do have one score for you. The Black and Blue Bowl over North Medford versus South Medford. South Medford, it's in the third quarter. South Medford's up 24-0. So not that that's surprising, but.
Yeah. Not a surprise, but it's.
Definitely in a rivalry game. You never know which way that's going to go.
And we knew South was a much better team than North coming into it there. At least that was the indication. And we beat them both.
And Sheldon.
And Sheldon. That alone makes it a successful year, ladies and gentlemen. About ready for the kickoff. Let's see who the Cavemen have back deep. Looks like Berger. The kick goes back to Bowen at the 3-yard line. Comes back at the left-hand side. Gets across the 20, the 25, out to about the 30. He stood up there, fights his way across about to the 35-yard line.
He had a much better return there by Holland. The first time he got the football on the last kickoff return, he looked a little hesitant once he caught the football. That time he got outside, and then once he got to that second, third level of defenders, he puts his head down and actually lowers his shoulder into a guy and gives the Cavemen really good field position to start this third quarter.
First down and 10 from the 35. Four with the Grants Pass, Cavemen. Up the line of scrimmage. Trip receivers go to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left out of the shotgun as we get right back here into the second half. Cavemen looking to draw even here. Put some more points on the board. There's a snap. Past the flat. Right-hand side. It's complete. Little stutter step. Then off to the race as we go. First down yardage, but right at that for the receiver. That was Hill.
Yeah, just back to that quick bubble screen to Hill to start the second half. Wide receivers do a good job. I believe it was Bowen. I couldn't see who the other one was. I think it might have been Holland. But Bowen and Holland do a good job of getting out and blocking for Hill. And Hill does a good job of putting his shoulder down about the 7-yard line to get an extra yard.
Up the line of scrimmage we come. One man split the left-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Ball on the right hash mark where we've got Trips on the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun again. Oh, and he pulled the Titans offside.
I think you're going to get a false start. I believe Stinson moved the football prior to the snaps. I think it's going to be a five-yarder on the caveman.
No. Well, shucks. That'll make it second and six instead of second and one.
Yeah, Stinson kind of flinched, which did cause the defense to jump off sides.
All right, so the ball goes back to the 39-yard line. Split left again, trips to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field again. Long snap count. There's the snap. To give to Berg, right-hand side, follows him around. First down yardage, and then Seb gets across the midfield down to about the 45-yard line. So real quick, about 15 yards for Mr. Berg.
Yeah, he had one man to beat. Luckily, the West Salem safety makes the tackle, but Berg hit on that toss to the right. Berg hit the hole hard, and he was almost gone.
His acceleration is good. Great. Split right. Quick snap there. Ball, again, pitch right-hand side to Berg. Berg puts his head down and picks up another 5-6 yards, getting down to about the 40-yard line. We'll see where they mark the football. It's on the far side of the field.
Yeah, they came and go with the hurry up there and actually go right back to the exact same play. Go toss right to Berg, and he picks up 5 more yards on the first down. The Cayman's receiving corps is doing a good job of blocking for Berg on those outer runs.
All right, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side, slot left. And again, the gift to Berg. Berg off left tackle. Again, first down yardage, cuts to the right-hand side. If he's going to break one of these in a moment, he'll be gone. And that's another 9-yard pickup by the back tonight.
Yeah, great job by Berg. It was a run to the left, and he ends up cutting twice back across the field, far to the right, and almost breaks a shoelace tackle for the touchdown.
2 minutes split to the left-hand side, slot left, split to the right-hand side. There's a snap past the flat left-hand side. It's complete to Hill. Hill dodges one tackle, but is hit and dropped out of bounds. He'll lose on the play a couple of yards. They were looking for Hill. Well, he's caught most of the pass. He's caught 7 of the passes out of the 10 that have been caught.
And it was just a bubble screen again to Hill. That was one of the times that Hill should have cut up the field. Instead, he tries to go around the outside. The corner does a good job of shucking our wide receiver off the block and tackles Hill for the loss.
Second down and 11 here. Ball on the 33-yard line of the Titans. Cayman have not had a problem getting into Titan territory. It's getting into the end zone that's been the problem. 2 men split to the right-hand side. Slot right, split left. Out of the shotgun for Rosetta. And he give to a Berg. Berg slithers his way back up to the original line of scrimmage. He'll gain about 1, and it'll be 3rd and 10.
Yeah, he gets right back to the line of scrimmage, but nowhere for him to run. They tried to run a little bit of a counter.
They didn't get a very good spot on that one. They moved back a half yard.
Yeah, he tried to run a little bit of a counter, and there was nowhere for Berg to go. He was met by a couple D linemen.
All right, trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Out of the gun again. There's the snap. Looking to throw. Heavy pressure. Goes to the right-hand side. Gets the pass away, and it is complete down inside the 20-yard line on the 5. Down inside the 5 to about the 1.
What a great job by Jordan Rosetta. He steps up in the pocket. It was supposed to be a screen and go. He steps up in the pocket. That's a roll out. And then Hill does a good job of scramble rules. Gets lost in translation. And huge first and goal here for the Cavemen now.
And a quick snap. And they give it to Berg. He dives ahead. No gain. We're inside the 5-yard line. Ball on the 2-yard line. First try may have lost a yard, and we've got somebody still down on the field.
Yeah, we got a Cayman offensive lineman down. I believe it might be Titan Davis.
Big guy is face down right now. Trainer has arrived.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's number 50, Titan Davis.
Okay, we'll take a pause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Still attending to the young man on the field right now. Look at the scoreboard. Shows 9:09 left to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to Caveman Football on KAJO Grants Pass. Caveman still down by 11, 21-10, but on a drive here, they have it second down and goal. Ball on the 2-yard line. So we're anticipating something going to happen here. Good for the guys in white. Caveman, of course, wearing full white uniforms with all the blue trim and the blue numerals. One of those great situations where both teams are easy to identify because the Titans are out here in full black uniforms with white numerals on the back. So from a broadcaster's point of view, it's a pretty good opportunity.
Yeah, they got Davis sitting up. Looks like they were getting Cannon Clark ready to snap.
Yep, and he's being...
He's walking off under his own power, but very gingerly.
Yeah.
Looks like that left leg or something on the left side is bothering him. So they're going to put Cannon Clark at center, and they'll slide Stinson over in Davis's spot at the guard.
So... second and goal for the Grants Pass Cavemen from the Titans' 2-yard line. Up the line of scrimmage we come. Cavemen still in the huddle. They've got two men already split the left-hand side and one to the right-hand side. So that's a given. Final instructions to all of the linemen. Up the line of scrimmage quickly. Out of the pistol this time. Put a man in motion going right to left. That's the single receiver going to the wide side of the field. There's the snap and the give to Berg. Berg hits inside, drives, may have gotten a little, but not much more. It's going to bring up third down and still close to the 2-yard line. We'll give him a yard on this way. Caveman line up quickly again, going very quick here this time. Out of the pistol this time. Two men split to the right-hand side again. The give to Berg off left tackle this time. And touchdown, Grants Pass. So Berg from the 2-yard line gets a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, and a great job by the Cavemen to stay with it. I love by Coach Kennedy going with the hurry-up offense. Even though they got stuffed, go to the right-hand side, they go right back to Berg, kind of go with their workhorse and get right back to it. Now the Cavemen come out in the swinging gate formation.
And now they move back into a regular formation.
Back.
Yeah. Just to see what the defense does. Leon getting ready to kick the extra point. The kick is up, and it's... one official signaled good, the other no.
Got a penalty.
I'm not sure what it is. Cavemen are walking back to the sideline.
So they're going to say the PAT is good. Not sure.
Well, they put it on the board.
Yeah, the back judge just said good.
Good. Okay, there.
I saw it on the white hat.
All right, 21-17 the score. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, Lee. Cavemen are going to be kicking off from the 45-yard line of the Titans after the penalty has been imposed here. So that raises a couple of questions. Hooch kick, onside kick. What are we going to do here?
Or do you let Leon just kick it through the end zone? Because all it has to do is get in the end zone. It's a touchback in high school football. He's got to make sure you don't leave it short for Campos.
Well, that's just it. He's got the wind at the back. If there's any wind out there right now, a little rain falling intermittently. And he approaches, puts his feet, a little onside kick, bounces. And it's
caveman
up,
got
up
it.
For grabs. The caveman may have it inside the 30-yard line.
What a great onside kick from Alejandro Leon. It takes the perfect bounce. Bounces actually over the head of the front line. And I couldn't see who recovered it for the caveman, but it bounced right into the hands of the caveman. Automatic first down here for the caveman on the onside kick.
So they're going to mark it right at the 30-yard line. First down and 10 for the caveman at the Titans' 30-yard line after just scoring their second touchdown of the game. 21-17. Caveman down by four. And now with a great opportunity here in the second half. Up the line of scrimmage come the cavemen, splitting one man to the left-hand side. Again, trips to the narrow side of the field right at the end of the line of scrimmage. Out of the shotgun. There's the snap on the pitch right-hand side to Berg, and he is immediately hit and driven way back. No gain on the play. Probably a loss. We'll see where they mark his forward progress. But he was hit shortly after he got the football.
Yeah, he's going to lose 5 or 6 yards or 4 yards on that play. The Titans were not fooled on that one. Coach Kennedy's loved going to the short side of the field on that trips to the short side, toss to it, and the Titans were not fooled and ready for it.
So second down and 14, now ball at the 34-yard line. Caveman up the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the wide side of the field this time. Slot left on the wide side. Single receiver to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun for Rosetta. There's the snap. And they give again to Berg to the right-hand side. Scoots ahead. Finds a hole. Scoots ahead. Almost picks all of it up. Picked up about 12 of the 14 yards needed.
Yeah, that was actually number 27, Logan Eldred. So Eldred gets his first carry of the day. And it's a good one for the Cavemen to create a third and short now.
So third down and three for the Cavemen. Eldred stays in, breathing. Berg, and the pitch again to Eldred. Looks, has good vision, skirts ahead. He'll be just shy of the first down. Picked up about two or three.
Yeah, that toss play for the Cavemen is getting a little risky. They've had a defensive end in the face on both of them to the point where it's almost getting picked off by the defensive end himself.
So it's fourth and short, a couple of yards for the Grants Pass Cavemen at the 24-yard line of the Titans. Certainly four down territory. Let's see what the Cavemen come up with.
In a situation like this, the Cavemen have to take advantage. We get an onside kick. You have a chance to really gain full momentum here. And this is a huge drive and a huge fourth down.
Now they move Bowen over the single receiver to the right-hand side. He was on the left-hand side and just scooted back over. Two receivers to the left-hand side, slot left. And whistle stops the action before the snap.
And the Cavemen are going to get a delay of game. That's a huge five-yard penalty against the Cavemen.
So instead of fourth and two, it's going to be fourth and seven. Yeah, about fourth and eight here. 6:27 showing on the clock here in the third period. It's 21-17. Grants Pass down by four. A great opportunity here in the third period. See if they can take advantage of it here. Big play coming up. Nobody's moving quickly. Cavemen still looking to the sidelines for the play to come in.
Yeah, and that's a situation that Rosetta's got to keep his eye on the back judge and either use a timeout there or hurry up his cadence because he can't take a five-yard penalty there.
All right, two-man split left, one-man slot left, split to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun. Here we go. Fourth and long, deep in Titan territory. There's a snap rolling to the left-hand side. Gets the pass away. It's complete down the left-hand sideline and inside the 15. First down yardage easily. Where are we going to mark him? About at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, great job by Rosetta. I don't think he knew how much pressure he had coming from the backside. They rolled away from it, and it was a long drag route by Bassett coming back across the field. And luckily, Rosetta gets rid of the ball right as he's getting ready to get leveled. Huge fourth down there by the Cavemen.
There's the snap again to give to Eldred. Eldred looking for some room off tackle. Doesn't find very much. Does scoot ahead. Let's see what they mark him for. Going to mark him for a couple of yards.
Yeah, and I see a couple people in the tent. I don't see Berg anywhere near a coach. So I don't know if we got an injury with Berg or what we got going, but now we've seen Eldred consistently the last four or five plays.
Actually, no gain on that last run from the spot. Two men split to the right-hand side out of the pistol this time. One man split to the left-hand side. There's the snap and passes away. Touchdown, Grant's pass. So Hill to the touchdown for Grant's pass from the 12-yard line. That's his 13th catch and second touchdown catch tonight.
What an answer by the Cavemen. Get the drive to start the second half. Then you get the onside kick. You answer on a fourth down play, and you get a touchdown. That's a huge swing of momentum for the Cavemen, and they take the lead.
Try for point after off the toe of Leon. The kick is up, and the officials say it's good. It's 25-21. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman getting ready to kick it off. This time from a regular spot on the 40-yard line. Ball is teed up just to the inside of the right hash mark. Going right to left across your radio dial now here in the third period. Flag is limp, so no wind behind the Caveman right now in the third period. And Mr. Leon begins to address the football, puts his toe to it, and once again, that kick this time goes deep and into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, like we were talking, I was just talking about before the commercial break, what a swing and a momentum switch for the Cavemen. That was a huge turn of events for the Cavemen. You come out, you score on the first drive. Then you get an onside kick. You turn a fourth down, a long fourth down. It wasn't even a fourth down, like fourth and eight, fourth and nine, into a big first down. Then you get a first. Then you get an out call with Bassett on that fourth down, and then you get the touchdown pass to Hill. Coach Kennedy, I love the onside kick. I love the aggressiveness, especially on the road. And now it's time for the Cavemen defense to step up like they had the whole first half.
A stop here, crucial, if the Cavemen could get the football back. All right, up the line of scrimmage, they've got three wide outs, two to one side. The football went up in the air, and Peel pulls it down, makes something happen yet himself with his feet. He'll pull ahead for about a yard off what could have been a big loss or even a turnover.
Yeah, snap was high. He does a good job making something out of it. We got number 24, Matthew Bayard, in there at corner for Berg. So I'm not sure that Berg is actually healthy now that we're seeing the sophomore Bayard playing corner. But he does a good job coming up and making the tackle.
Second and nine. Here come the Titans. Split right, split left, slot left. Put a man in motion going right to left. There's a snap for Peel. Two-step drop. Here comes the pressure. Throws over the pressure. A little screen set up. It's complete, but not a big gain. I'm not sure he just got past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, great job by Parker Howe from the linebacker position. Sniffs out the screen pass to Campos and was right there ready to make the tackle. Does a good job staying low, trips Campos up, and really for no gain, bringing up a long third down here for the Titans.
Third and nine. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Big one here for the Grants Pass Cave, and a stop here could be huge, and a turnover would be great field position. All right, 2 men split to the left-hand side, 3 men split to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Everybody spread out here.
Cayman is showing pressure.
They're coming after him. Wants to throw, get the pass away quickly. It's complete.
It's incomplete. Dropped it.
Dropped the football.
Good job by Bayard, the corner here, filling in as a sophomore for Berg, not missing a step. Even if he catches it, he's still going to be short of the first down. And a huge stop there for the Cavemen after back-to-back scores.
Fourth down and about 9, deep in their own territory. It's a punting situation, so the Cavemen defense has held strong. And back deep to receive is probably Hill, back on his own 50-yard, well, on the 50-yard line, moves up to about the 45 now.
High snap high.
Goes back almost to the end zone, end of the 5-yard line.
Cavemen recover. Bassett.
At any rate, the Cavemen have it inside the 5-yard line of the Titans.
Yeah, Bassett recovered it after the really high snap, and it took a Cavemen bounce actually back towards the defense as they were running towards the football. Bassett recovers. Now the Cavemen have first and goal.
First and goal inside the 5.
What a turn of events here in the second half for the Cavemen.
I couldn't have scripted this.
No. But a great stop there for the Cavemen defense. Get the punt regardless. Yeah. And then the turnover goes the Cavemen way. Now here, 4-down territory, the Cavemen have to get a touchdown. 3 points is not good enough if you're the Cavemen offense.
Up to the line of scrimmage without Berg and without Power. 2 men split the left-hand side. 1 to the right-hand side. Eldred is back and drives ahead, won't get in. Eldred picked up
maybe 2, down to about the 1.5 yard line. Yeah. Good job by Eldred filling in. Makes the same cut that Berg's been making. They like to go. The Cayman offense has been running to the left a lot tonight, except for the toss plays out to the right. But what they're doing is they're going to the left, and then they're actually seeing that there's nothing there, and the running backs have done a good job of cutting back to the right. And that's how he ended up getting those extra 2 yards there.
At the line of scrimmage, slot left, split left. 2 men split to the right-hand side, way out to the side. Out of the shotgun again. Second and goal from the 2. There's the snap. And to give to Eldred, he is hit and dropped. He'll lose 2 on this one.
Yeah, Eldred had nowhere to run on that.
He was hit just as soon as he got the football.
Yeah, Salem brought a blitz right up the middle, and the Cayman offensive line had no answer for it. And Eldred's lucky just to hang on to the football because he gets whacked right as he gets the football. Now it's 3rd and goal for the Cayman. I would believe this is 4-down territory. So you got 2 downs to get this. I wouldn't see Coach Kennedy kicking a field goal here.
All right, splitting 1 man to the left, 2 men to the right. Out of the pistol this time, Eldred is well back of. Now he's going to move up to the right shoulder. So we're back into the shotgun. And there's the snap. And throws to the end zone in the back. Looks good. The officials say it is good. The Cavemen have scored.
Yeah, and that's Hill again on the 2-yard reception. It's just the RPO again, and the linebacker actually loses Hill, and then Rosetta does a good job of holding the football until the linebacker clears. Hill gets right behind the linebacker and hits him right in the back of the end zone, and then Hill gets his feet down.
So the Cavemen now lead by 9. It's 21-30. Try for point after coming off the toe of Alejandro Leon. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the officials say, it's good. 31-21. Grants Pass leads by 10. We'll be back with their kickoff right after this 1-minute Cape Man timeout.
Is your home energy efficient?
poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
I need to tell you our third quarter brought to you by Kelly's Automotive Service, located in Grants Pass in Medford, where they service your vehicle but take care of you. We thank Kelly's Automotive Service here for the third period here, and it's been a great one for the Grants Pass Cavemen, now leading by 10, 31-21, and getting ready to kick the football off with 2 minutes left here in the third period. And it's a short kick, goes to the left-hand side, and eventually bounces out of bounds about the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be a kick out of bounds. It's going to be a penalty on the Cavemen. The ball will be at the 35. But another good push kick by Leon, and the Cavemen almost get there in time to recover. It just takes a more of a West Salem bounce. It bounces straight out of bounds instead of taking the friendly high hop.
So first out of 10, ball spotted at the 35-yard line for the Titans here. And Grants Pass's defense now going to be called on 2 minutes and 5 seconds showing on the clock here in the third period. Grants Pass going right to left across the radio dial. Air in the third period. If there is a strong wind, they'll have it behind them. But it's been, flag's been holding limp here for most of this third period. Up the line of scrimmage, 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Slot left, end in tight on the right. And whistle stops the action before they can get everything underway. Came out of the backfield.
Yeah, West Salem goes with a little bit of a hard count and draws, I think it was Stinson off sides, I believe.
So instead of first and 10, it's first and 5. And same formation up the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to left, slot left, split right. There's a snap to Peel. Peel rolls to the left-hand side, looks down the field. Cox and throws. He's got a man almost intercepted.
Yeah, the Cavemen do a good job there as Peel rolls out to the left-hand side of just kind of rolling with him and staying in their zone responsibilities. In the past, the Cavemen have kind of lost their zone responsibilities, but Parker Howe kind of runs with Peel out to the side, so they got the quarterback taken care of, and Air Bell stays in coverage. Almost was picked off, it looked like, by Holland.
Up the line of scrimmage, second down and 5 now. Ball at the 40-yard line. One man split to the left, slot left. Two men split to the right-hand side. There's a snap in the give to Gompus this time, and he burst ahead. He gets his 7 yards this time and a little more. I'm going to mark him for 9 yards this time. First down, he'll be actually about 8 yards to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, the first real explosive run from Campos. Coach Kennedy's over there arguing with the side judge about the possible hurdle in high school football. You can't hurdle.
So up the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. Ball from the 48-yard line of the Titans. Up the line of scrimmage. 2 men split to the left-hand side, one to the right. There's the snap to Peel. Peel throwing to the left-hand side. He's got a man there, and it is complete. Down to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, they did the fake bubble screen and go. And Bassett did a great job from the safety position, staying over the top. But the ball was thrown towards the sidelines, and Bassett just couldn't get there in time from where he started. But didn't necessarily get beat deep as well. So if you're the Cavemen defense, you actually will take that. And, yeah, it's a first down, but you don't get beat deep for the touchdown.
First down and 10 inside Grants Pass territory. Now ball spotted at the 38-yard line, up the line of scrimmage. Come the Titans. Split one man to the left. 2 men to the left-hand side, slot left. That's the narrow side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark. There's a snap. High snap to Peel. Peel cuts around to the right-hand side. Keeps the ball himself. Coming to the right-hand side. Gets the corner turn, being pursued and pushed out of bounds on about the 25-yard line. He'll get the first down.
And then you're going to get extra yards because Reed Rhodes out of bounds shoves him about 3 or 4 yards out of bounds for no reason. And that's the penalties the Cavemen have been avoiding most of the year. But as a senior, Rhodes can't let that happen.
So as they sort this out, figure out where the football is going to go.
So it'll be half the distance to the goal from there. So that's going to be around the 12-yard line.
All right, so it'll go to the 12.
To the 13-yard line.
1:29 showing on the clock here in the third period. Penalties in this drive have hurt the Cavemen. So the Titans come up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to split one man to the right, two men to the left. Put a slot on the left-hand side. Stay in the shotgun. Put a man in motion going left to right. High snap from center again. And Peel keeps it again. Gets the pass away, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, it was a good fake by Peel, actually, because there was about two Cavemen that thought Campos had the football. He gets actually tackled pretty hard. Peel pulls the football, and I mean, the Cavemen were in coverage, did a good job, but pretty good fake on the play action there from Peel.
So it's still first and 10, ball on the 13-yard line of the Grants Pass Cavemen. Second down.
I would imagine here for West Salem, I know the kicker was kicking good field goals in the pregame, but I would imagine this is four down territory to try to get some momentum back if you're West Salem.
Again, two men split to the left-hand side, one man to the right-hand side. I got to think we've got a slot on the left-hand side. From our angle, again, the high snap from center. Peel pulls it down himself, finds a hole straight up the center, and gets about to the 5-yard line. So a quick 6 yards.
Yeah, and that's one thing that Peel has really brought to this offense for the Titans is something that Sanderson wasn't able to do is that pull and go. And now Peel comes off the field. He's over here on the sideline, and Sanderson's back in. Peel sits down on the bench. Kind of holding his left shoulder now, it looks like.
Strange substitution. All right, two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side this time. And Sanderson back at quarterback gives the ball off to Campos. And Campos, I don't think he got anything.
No, I think he's right by the line of scrimmage. The Cavemen were ready for it. And that's the difference that Peel and Sanderson have, like we were just talking about. Peel has the threat to pull the ball and run. I don't know that Sanderson does have the same threat.
Peel's putting his helmet back on and is rejoining his teammates along the sideline.
He just tried to put his arm above his head to put his helmet on. He couldn't do it. Now he's back to the bench.
And that's the end of the third period. At the end of three periods of play, the Cavemen will lead by 10. 31-21. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Third quarter was brought to you once again by Kelly's Automotive Services, located in Grants Pass in Medford, where they service your vehicle and take care of you. Fine people over there, no doubt about it. Bringing up the fourth period, brought to you by Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Give them a call at 541-476-2133. If you call right now, you'll probably have that pizza before the end of this football game, and they'll bring it right to you. No question about it. Have your favorite pizza delivered. Then join us every Thursday night as we have the Caveman Corner live from the Beacon Drive Abbey's Pizza. You can join us for a great special here. And coming up, usually $26.99 for their large pizza there. That's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
That's a good deal. It's good pizza. What a... Fourth down coming up here for the...
Yeah, and it looks like they are going to bring, because it's a little fourth and long and they're having some quarterback situations going on, it looks like they are going to bring out the kicking team. to try to draw within one score of the Cavemen was going to be about a 25-yard field goal.
Looks like it. Ball will come up from the 15. That's a 25-yard attempt. Certainly not a gimme, particularly in wet conditions, and it's damp out there. And whistle stops the action before they get the kick away.
You get a false start on the Titans, which is going to take them back five more yards. The kick came off his leg funky, too. I think he missed it to the left. It was low into the left. So now it's going to be a 30-yard field goal for the Titans.
See if that changes their mind any at all.
The one guy to watch for the Cavemen has been Brevik Hill off the edge. He's blocked quite a few PATs this season, and so he is the one player to watch coming. He's coming off of our side of the field, so the right end.
So the ball will come up from the 30-yard line, or the 20-yard line, a 30-yard attempt, and the kick is up. Plenty of leg, and the officials say,
no good.
The Cavemen get the football back, leading by a 10. They already had it up on the scoreboard and took it down. It's 31-21. Grants Pass still leading by 10. We'll just hold it right here, folks.
Yeah, I think it's important to note now that this becomes an extremely important drive. The Cavemen are up by two scores. I'm not sure why the clock didn't run.
Should have started
been
with
the
snap.
Start of the fourth quarter. Yeah. But anyways, this is an important drive. The Cavemen are up two scores, start of the fourth quarter. You go up three scores at the beginning of the fourth quarter here. That really makes a statement for the Cavemen. And it gives their defense and offense a little bit of breathing room here in the second half, especially with no Berg, no Trailer, and no Titan Davis, I believe, still.
All right, Eldred, still the tailback. Two-man split to the right-hand side in tandem, and one to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol this time, there's the snap. And they get to Eldred coming around the right-hand side. May have gotten a yard, not much more than that, certainly.
Yeah, we're going to get a late flag. There was a little bit of pushing and shoving and grabbing on the left side of the line of scrimmage from the right defensive end and the left tackle for the Cavemen. I'm not sure who this is going to go against. The Cavemen are acting it's against the Titans. And yeah, the white hat just points. So it's going to be a personal foul call. So that's going to be a 15-yard first down for the Cavemen and another huge blow to this West Salem team.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 35 for the Grants Pass Cavemen, moving the football along.
Yeah, it gives them some breathing room, allows Coach Kennedy to open up the playbook. Eldridge doing a good job for the Cavemen. I'd like to see him hold the ball with two hands, especially with it being a little bit damp and cool out there. But still running hard, definitely not Powers or Berg by any means, but he's doing a very good job, you know, gaining 3, 4, 5 yards a run right now for the Cavemen offense.
All right, first and 10 from the 35, 11:28 on the clock. It's running again, marked for play. Two men come to the right-hand side for the Cavemen, split wide out. One to the left-hand side, out of the pistol again. First down for the Cavemen. There's the snap. Turn, and they give to Eldred again. Heavy pressure in the back. I don't think he may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more than that. They had a lot of people in the backfield just as the handoff was made. Eldred was lucky to avoid most of them, and I think no gain on the play is where we're going to be.
It's been rough sledding for this Cavemen offense ever since Eldred has gone in. Every yard that he has had to gain has been definitely earned.
So second and 11 from the 34. Split right, slot right. 2 minutes split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time. Rosetta past the flat right-hand side. It's complete to Hill. Hill finds his way ahead. Picks up about 4 or 5 yards. He'll get to about to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to mark him about the 39. So a good screen
good five
play.
Yards.
Yeah, a good screenplay by the Cavemen. Now it at least creates third and manageable. Clock just now ticking under 10 minutes left in the fourth.
And third down coming up for the Grants Pass Cave-In on about six, and it's a long six. Trips to the left-hand side, one man to the right-hand side. Long snap count. There's a snap. Pass to flat left-hand side. This one's complete to right-hand side. First down yardage down the right-hand sideline and must have stepped out about the about midfield.
Great block by Nathan Bassett. Nathan Bassett's the third runner. He's the middle receiver of the trips. He actually walls in two guys, the outside backer and the safety. Does a great job. Hill gets outside of him. That's an easy first down. If he doesn't wall in that guy, I think Hill loses yards. That's a great job by Bassett creating the first down, and this clock is just still ticking away for the Cavemen.
Inside of 10 minutes to play. First down for Grant's Pass. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Man comes in motion to the right-hand side. Stops. Tied in on the right-hand side. Unbalanced line left there. Out of the pistol formation. Turn and they give to Eldridge again. Looks for a hole inside and finds not much. May have gotten to midfield. He may have picked up a yard or two.
Well, they're going to give him three, four.
Now they owed us one anyway.
Yeah, but Rosetta had a tough time with the snap. He actually kind of bobbled it in the air a couple times before handing it to Eldred. So they kind of came and dodged a bullet there and gained some positive yards on what could have been a complete disaster for the Cavemen.
Second down and seven. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line of the Titans. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Ball on the left hash mark right now. Out of the pistol. There's the snap. Pass the flat right-hand side. And complete.
Yeah, it was an RPO. They brought the outside backer on a blitz, and it came pretty quickly. So Rosetta pulled the ball but had to get rid of it a lot sooner than I think he was ready for. I don't think his feet were completely set, and he underthrows Brevik Hill in the flat. Now brings up a pretty huge third down here for the Cavemen right at midfield.
A third and about seven is the situation. Ball at the 49-yard line. Up the line of scrimmage come the Grants Pass Cavemen. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side. Now, no, some confusion in the backfield as we've got two receivers on each side. Okay, we're set now. And whistle stops.
It was going to be a delay of game, so Coach Kennedy did a good job and called a timeout.
So timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard with 8:22 to play. Cavemen leading by 10, 31-21. We'll be back after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Coming to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back. 8:22 on the clock right now. Cavemen up the line of scrimmage. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side. It is third down and long, about seven for Grants Pass. One man split to the left-hand side. Brevig is the tailback right now. There's a snap. Deep drop. Not a deep drop, but Rosetta in deep trouble and is thrown for a loss of about 8 yards. Looks like the Titans brought about everybody, and Rosetta just was swarmed.
Yeah, they brought the house on that blitz play, knowing the Cavemen were probably going to have to throw the football. They also double-covered Hill, put a safety over the top of him, even in the slot. And with Rosetta looking that way, even if he's looking a different direction, he was swarmed before he was even getting ready to throw the football.
All right, fourth down and about 14 or 15 for the Grants Pass Cave-In. They'll punt it away. Hill standing back on his own 29-yard, pardon me, Leon standing back on about his own 29-yard line. Gets a high, long snap. Rushes the punt, but gets a good one
good
away.
Punt.
Good punt. Fair catch called for, and it drops down. The Cave-In will kill it about on the 15-yard line. So a great punt that Leon had to hurry, got it away.
Yeah, what a great punt after having to go up and get it, then basically just steps and punts, and that's his best punt we've seen probably in a couple weeks. That was really high, good hang time. Took a pretty decent bounce, didn't bounce towards the end zone. They came in down and inside the 20.
He has really become a factor, particularly tonight. He's
yeah, now, yeah. I mean, 7:21 left. The Titans have three timeouts left, which is not a factor yet, but trail by two scores. So the Titans are going to need to do something pretty quickly here to get back in this football game. The Cayman need to really have that bend, don't break.
All right, split left, slot left. Now they'll move that slot over to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field where they've got two wideouts also. And they turn, they give the ball to Campo. It's a big hole. And he gets first down yardage out to about the 30-yard line. So first down and 10 out, about a 15-yard scamper from Campos.
Yeah, and West Salem going into a hurry-up offense now.
There is the snap, and again, to give the Campos again straight up the center. This time, not the big run, but about 6 yards out to about the 36-yard line is where we'll spot him. Well, their announcer has the 37-yard line. I still say the 36 that we're at, and they're still going quick. Now they'll slow it down. Slot left, two-man split to the right-hand side. One to the left-hand side. Sanderson still the quarterback. Takes a snap. And again, hands it to Campos coming around the right-hand side. And he's brought down quickly. Didn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
Great job by Bassett.
I was going to say Bassett, yeah.
Bassett comes all the way from the safety. Looks like they saw something in the formation. And he rolls up from his safety spot into a blitz package. He comes off the backside edge. They run to the left away from him. And he trails and catches Campos and brings him down. Now it's third and four.
He's easy to tackle when you grab him around the ankles, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Split right, two-man split to the right-hand side. Slot on the, slot left, split left. And once again, there's the snap. Sanderson wants to throw, throwing deep down.
Intercepted.
Cave-In have the football, going to the left-hand side, cuts back, gets about to the 30-yard line, 35, or 25. Going the other way.
Great job by Tyler Meek from his linebacker position. Drops into coverage from middle linebacker. Sanderson doesn't see him and throws it right to him, right in the chest, like he was the actual wide receiver. I think you might get a holding call on the Cayman on the return, but either way, that's a huge turnover for the Titans and for that Cayman defense. This Cayman defense has played incredible, except for two passing plays early in the second half or the first half.
Yeah, there's the hold against the Grants Pass Cayman, but they don't give up the football.
Now the clock really becomes a factor for the Titans.
5:48 on the clock. Is that five? We're looking through glass with a lot of reflections, ladies and gentlemen. So they'll bring the ball back. They'll put it down on the 38-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cave-In from the Titan 38-yard line. 5:48 on the clock. It'll start with a snap of the football. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Slot right. Split to the left-hand side. I believe Eldred is still the tailback out of the pistol this time. They'll move the slot down to the left-hand side. There's a snap, and they give the tailback. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped again.
They swarmed in the backfield. Now this is where West Salem, this becomes a dangerous time for the Cayman offense because West Salem is bringing the house. They're selling out, trying to get something to happen. And right there with Rosetta turning his back to hand the ball off, if it takes any longer, West Salem's going to be there and it's going to be a problem.
Then we had a West Salem player down, I think.
Yeah, oh, maybe a cramp.
This is a cramp, yeah. 5:33 on the clock. Cayman leading by 10, 31-21. to
I mean, what more can you say about this caveman defense tonight? I mean, they've been taking a lot of flack from me included all year long, you know, as far as, like, the tackling goes, the lack of energy, I'll be one of their biggest critics for sure. I'll be the first one to admit it. But tonight, with a bigger, more athletic running back, they have done a great job of wrapping him up, tackling him early. Yeah, they've had a couple, you know, broken tackles, but that's going to happen just with his size. I mean, he's a big kid, runs hard, physical, so that's going to happen. But the Caveman offense, the Caveman defense has done an incredible job, you know, forcing a couple turnovers. I mean, yeah, you have to commend the Caveman defense tonight.
Second down and about 12 for the Caveman. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. Split right, two-man split to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun. Man comes in motion left to right. Stops. Passes away over the center. Incomplete. Incomplete.
Yeah, they went for the RPO. They're back to the little tight end dump in the middle of the field. And Bassett was open. He had the linebacker beat, but actually Rosetta misses him behind him, which allowed the linebacker to get the hand on the ball. That's also key because it also stops the clock. So now the clock's not running at 5:15.
So 3rd and 13 for Grant's Pass. Ball still at the 41-yard line. Trips to the right-hand side this time. Single receiver to the left. Out of the shotgun. And there's a snap. Deep drop. Pass. Left-hand side. It's complete to Hill. Hill puts his head down. He's tackled from behind but picked up about 3 or 4 yards, depending on where we spot him. Going to spot him about on the 37-yard line. Gain of about 5.
Yeah, and West Salem uses one of their first timeouts to stop the clock so this thing doesn't click down under 5 minutes.
So a timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard. Caveman still lead by 10, 31-21. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, Caveman going for it. 4th and long inside Titan territory at the 41-yard line. 4th and about 9. Split right. Slot left. 2 men split to the left-hand side. Eldred is the tailback. There's the snap. Rolling left-hand side. Stops. Throwing deep. He's got a man there, and it's said Hill was not incomplete.
He dropped it when he hit the ground.
Incomplete. In his hands and went away. Close, and that's unusual for Hill to drop that ball in that situation.
Yeah, great play design. They roll Rosetta out to the left. They bring, basically, they run Hill from the slot position all the way to the right side of the goalpost, and he beats the safety off the line, and he had him, but that's a tough throw. Rosetta's got a great arm, but that's a tough throw. He does hit him in stride, but it's underthrown by maybe half a yard. If that's a half a yard deeper, it's probably a touchdown. But a very tough throw, especially rolling to your left, throwing back across your body to the deep right. But a great play design on the fourth down, and now the Caveman defense has to stand up with 4:58 left in the game.
1st and 10 for the Titans here. Down by 10. Deep in the fourth quarter, less than 5 minutes to play. 2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the left. Again, Sanderson is the quarterback. Steps up, has time to throw. Throws down the left-hand
intercepted.
Side. Intercepted. And Caveman picked it up. Well, Hill intercepted it, and he didn't drop it this time. Are you kidding me? What a game.
What a great play by Hill. And honestly, there was 3 Caveman in coverage. And Hill comes off of the deep receiver, seeing Sanderson's eyes. comes and picks it off in the middle of the play and does a great job. And that, I mean, Caveman up two scores with 4:50 left. West Salem's down to two timeouts left. Now it's just a matter of getting some clock off of this thing and getting a couple first downs. The Cavemen are going to go home with a win if they don't turn the ball over.
4:50 on the clock. It stopped on the turnover. They break out of the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the right hash mark. Caveman going left to right across your radio dial. Trips right at the end of the line of scrimmage on the right-hand side. A single receiver out to the left, out of the shotgun with Eldred to the right shoulder of Rosetta. There is a snap. The give to Eldred, follows a blocker through. Gets hit, though, right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Yeah, there's just zero running room for Eldred still. He's only got one hand on the football, so I would appreciate it with two hands on the football, especially knowing what the only thing that can get West Salem right now back in this football game completely
is a turnover,
yeah, by the Cavemen, because you're going to run a good 2 minutes off the clock just by running three or four plays if you're the Cavemen offense. So the time that we know you're at 4:20, it's a two-possession game at 31-21. The clock is in the Cavemen favor, but a turnover would make it interesting.
Things can happen quickly. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol this time for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Long snap count. Now Rosetta's ready. There's the snap. And to get to Eldred again. Finds room off the left-hand side. Scoots over. Good run this time. And still on his feet. First down yardage, I think. They'll get him out to the 31-yard line, and it's a first down, a gain of 11.
What a huge first down for Eldred and the Cavemen. He didn't get hit at the line of scrimmage for the first time, so we actually got to see him be a running back instead of just surviving. But then also West Salem's trying to pull the ball out of his hands, which allowed him to get two or three more yards while they were yanking on the football, and he gets the first down. Now this clock really is a factor for the Cavemen.
First and 10 for Grants Pass, ball now at the 31-yard line with Darth Vader just below us. We saw an alien run by. It's Halloween, folks. Some scary beasts out there.
Yeah, and Rosetta needs to do a good job watching the back judge. When he puts his hand up for the 5 seconds left, you got to try to milk as much of this clock as possible.
Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Again, out of the pistol. Long snap count. There's the snap. And again, again to Eldridge. This time has some running room off to the left-hand side.
Yeah, now West Salem's going to use one of the timeouts.
So they call timeout at the 3:03 mark. And we're waiting for the ball to be spotted. So a couple of yards. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
All right, got right back the line of scrimmage. We got back early here, and Eldred went off the left-hand side. There may be a fumble there, and I've not seen any official indication yet. We've got, once again, a Titan player down on the ground. The officials are talking about it right now.
They're going to give it to West Salem.
It is the Titans football.
See, and I had just talked about that. The one-handed football carry, when you get to this situation, you don't necessarily care about yards. You care about two hands on the football.
We're inside of 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's still a two-possession game. Cavemen are up 10. But, I mean, West Salem's down to one timeout left, so that's becoming a little bit of a factor. But you don't want to give them the life that you just gave them. I mean, they still have to drive 70 yards to score the first touchdown. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to go right for West Salem, but it's also high school football, and you don't want to give them that opportunity if you don't have to.
First down and 10. Ball spotted up the 28-yard line. They're going to split two men to the left-hand side. One to the right-hand side. Slot on the left-hand side. Campos the tailback turn, and they give it to Campos. Immediately skirts right up the... And did he lose the fumble, or was he down first?
No, he's down. They're going to mark him, looks like, maybe just short or right at the first down.
I was going to say about 9 yards. So he gets about 9. I have him for 77 yards on the night on 16 carries. That's completely unofficial. Two men split to the left-hand side. Well, let's see. Now they pull back.
And this is going to give West Salem a free timeout almost because they... Yeah, so they're going to come out and measure. So they give West Salem a free timeout to basically set up this next play and be ready to go right when the whistle goes live, regardless of if it's a first down or a second down.
Ooh. I think it's short.
No, it is.
It's exactly 10 yards.
Yeah, but West Salem's right on the football, ready to go for when this thing gets blown live with 2:40 left, trailing by 10.
2 men split left, slot left. 1 man split to the right-hand side. There's the snap, wants to throw, passes away to the left-hand side, and it's out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, the K-men were in good coverage. The ball was thrown out of bounds anyways. But the K-men were in coverage. Brevik Hill, they keep attacking Brevik Hill. If it was me... Obviously, Sanderson's been struggling a little bit, but I would probably go to the other side where Bayard is, the sophomore.
I'd stay away from Hill.
I would stay away from Hill, and I can't see who the safety – and Bronx Ely. Bronx Ely's gotten plenty of time. I know they got Bassett in the safety on the other side helping Bayard, but, man, I would not throw towards Brevik Hill if it was me.
Actually, throwing it towards Ely either, but Ely doesn't have the reputation that Hill does. 4 wideouts, 2 to each side right now. There's the split again. Sanderson wants to throw, steps up into the pocket, is surrounded down, and is eventually pulled down. He'll lose about a yard on the play.
Yeah, and a big sack there for the K-Man defense. Allows the clock just to keep running. West Salem not in really much of a sense of urgency with nearing this 2-minute mark and trailing by 10.
Third down and 9 for the Titans. 2 men split the left-hand side, 2 to the right-hand side. Again, they want to throw, looking down the field, and this one is caught at the 50-yard line. Man is pulled down immediately after a gain of about 13. I think that's only Sanderson's second completion. Again, they get back quickly.
Yeah, good job there by Elijah Hernandez. Gets his hand up in there, knocks the ball down, stops the clock, but also creates a long second down. The K-men are really making the Titans really work for this. Starting at the 30, they're only just past the 50, and we're already under the 2-minute mark, and the Titans only have 1 timeout left. So the K-men are now in a true bend and don't break. Now, the only thing that kills the K-men is a big play. If they continue to make them earn this, 10 seconds at a time, there's not going to be enough time left.
All right, Sanderson. And a gun. Deep drop, wants to throw, steps up into the pocket again. Hits the pass. It's complete. Zach Campos to the right-hand side. And he is pushed out of bounds on about the 35-yard line. And that'll be a gain of about 13.
I think you're going to get a personal foul call on the K-Man, too, as Campos is going towards the sideline. So it's going to get another 15 yards again. Yeah, you're going to get another personal foul for the K-Man. The K-Man, as these guys get towards the sideline, the K-Man have got to do a better job of laying off of the tackle. It's not going to do anything. Campos was just going to go out of bounds and get out of bounds to stop the clock. So now it adds basically a big play for the Titans. And gets them, down in the red zone. Coach Kennedy's going to call a timeout and get this defense kind of settled in and calmed them down.
Focused. All right, timeout on the field. A minute 45 to play. The Cavemen still lead by 10. We'll be back after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. As we move down to the field, once again, a minute 45 left to play. The Titans have it first down and 10 from the Grants Pass 20-yard line. A split two men to the left-hand side, two men to the right-hand side. Sanderson is still the quarterback. Takes a deep drop, looks to the end zone, has lots of time, rolls to the right-hand side, looks down the field, and steps out of bounds. He'll lose yardage on the play.
No,
or did he get it away?
I think he got it away. Yeah, he did throw it away last second as he was going out of bounds. So it's going to be second down and 10 still. But now with a minute 35 and only one timeout left, trailing by 10, the Cavemen are in a good spot. They just really got to make them earn these last 20 yards, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, don't give it easy. 10-point lead for the Cavemen in the final minute and a half of this football game. What's riding on this football game is a good seed in the playoffs. Two men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Again, wants to throw, pulls it down himself, steps up, gets the pass away, and it's complete. Did we get a touchdown? It is a touchdown. So now it is 27-31.
Yeah, so now the Cavemen are in a little bit of a interesting spot here because now they'll obviously West Salem's going to come out, have to do an onside kick. Obviously, they need to make this PAT first to make it a three-point game. But now the Cavemen, if they recover the onside kick, it's game over. But you have to recover the onside kick first.
Try for point after. The kick is up. Looks good, and the officials say it is good. It's 31-28. The Cavemen lead is three with under a minute and a half to play. We'll be back with the kickoff after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
All right, the Cavemen comes out, obviously a hands team. Let's see how we're going to divide this. We've got two men deep. I stay deep. They're at the 30-yard line. Now they're moving up to the 35-yard line. And we've got four men in the second line. So everybody's got the hands team. And there's the squib kick, bounces high. And down. Picked up by the Grants Pass Cavemen and goes down on about the 30-yard line. So the Cavemen have secured the football after the onside kick with a minute 27 showing on the clock, still leading by 3, 31-28.
Yeah, with that recovery, the Titans only have one timeout left. So the Cavemen are three kneel downs away from winning this football game.
West Salem 42-yard line.
So the ball's punted at the 42-yard line for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Just don't make a mistake now as they come up to the line of scrimmage. In the victory formation. Under center. There's the snap. Rosetta takes the knee.
West Salem will use their final
immediately
timeout.
Immediately the timeout is called. A minute 24 left on the clock. And we'll be back with the, well, let's see. What are we going to do? We're going to take a little timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in a half minute, ladies and gentlemen, with the conclusion of this exciting football game.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back here. Second down and 11 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. With timeout on the field, minute 26 to play. Cavemen come out. We'll take another knee. They'll come out once again in that victory formation. And there's the snap. Steps back about three paces and goes back to about the 35-yard line. That'll make it third down on about 15, 17.
Yeah, they're right at a minute. We're counting down towards the minute. Should only be one more kneel down. We should be okay. It's going to be close. The clock's going to be close.
Taking down. It's third down on about 17. Again, the Cavemen come up to the line of scrimmage. There's a snap, and again, they go down to one knee. 40 seconds left on the clock.
Why did Rosetta snap it so quickly? Because he snapped it so quickly, he's going to have to...
Well, who was that masked man? One of the Grants Pass coaches came by.
I'll say, why is Rosetta even near the line of scrimmage?
2-1. So the Cavemen will be charged with a too much time. 1 second left on the clock. So they've spent their timeout. We'll finish our timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
It's fall, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin spice and everything nice. Coming to Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford for your pumpkin spice oil change. You thought 1040 weight oil was great. Wait till you try our special blend with cinnamon and nutmeg. Okay, we don't really have pumpkin spice oil changes. We do have the ability to keep your manufacturer's warranty in effect, have great coffee, snacks, Wi-Fi, comfortable waiting rooms, and the best staff around. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
All right, they have put 3 seconds on. They put 2 more seconds on the clock, so there's 3 seconds left. So on the kneel down, the next kneel down, you don't want to go immediately to the ground. You might even want to run around in the back.
I was going to say, it was a weird what just happened. Yeah. I think on the third down, Rosetta snapped it too early. He got confused by something. He snapped it way too early, which caused them to have to use their final timeout. And now there's 3 seconds left, so he's going to have to run around or do something, but he needs to make sure he does, like you said, he needs to make sure he doesn't just snap the football, catch it, and instantly go to the ground. Otherwise, it's going to give West Salem an opportunity.
Now, this time, not in the victory formation. He's more like back in a shotgun with a couple of blockers. And now he's running around after the snap, goes to the sidelines, slides down, and the Cavemen have won the game. All right, it's 31-28. Some of the screams you have to... Former Grants Pass coach Jay Van Appling came back, slapped you on the back. There he goes. And the Caveman coaching staff is celebrating up here, and we'll celebrate right here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a win for the Caveman. It's 31-28 final score. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
For more than 50 years, Abby's Legendary Pizza has been a go-to spot for post-game gatherings. Whether celebrating a big win or the achievement of competing well with their teammates, young athletes and their families know exactly what they'll find at Abby's. Our own team of dedicated employees, serving up delicious traditional-style pizza in a friendly atmosphere. So, good luck this season, athletes. Compete well. We'll see you after the game at Abby's. A legendary pizza tradition. Yum.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Fourth quarter brought to you by Abby's Pizza. Final score once again, 31-28 the final score. Grants Pass wins, and we'll talk more about that later. In the meantime, though, let's check in with our good friend Zach Morgan for all of the scoring tonight. Zach?
Yeah, so with 8:30, the Caveman got the ball to start the second half with 8:37 left in the third quarter. It was a two-yard touchdown run by Berg. PAT was good by Leon to make it 17-21. Then they came in onside kick and get it. Then they came in instantly answer again with 5:23 left in the third quarter, a 13-yard pass to Hill to make it 24-21 Caveman. Then with 2:05 left in the third quarter, another 2-yard pass to Brevik Hill, PAT good by Leon to make it 31-21. And then with 1:28 left in the fourth quarter, there's a 20-yard touchdown pass by the Titans, PAT was good to make it 31-28, and that's your final score, 31-28 Caveman win.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. First of all, the individual numbers that we have, and these are all as unofficial as you can possibly get. Cohen Campos for the Titans. I have him for 16 carries and 77 yards. Let's see. Peel had 5 carries, 26 yards. Sanderson lost 7 yards, 103 yards on the ground for the Titans. Sanderson throwing the football had 50 yards on 4 of 14 throwing the football. 91 yards for Peel, who is 6 of 9 throwing the football, and 2 touchdowns. They generated 244 yards of offense. For the Grants Pass Caveman, Westenberg once again in the first half, 110 yards and a score. Let's see. Eldridge came out in the second half, 10 carries, and I have him for 30 yards at the end. Rosetta was penalized for 13 yards. And so I have 123 yards on the ground for Grant's pass. Rosetta throwing the football. Good night for Rosetta. 17 of 28, three touchdowns, and 257 yards. 380 yards generated by the Grant's pass caveman. Final score, once again, 31-28. Grant's pass caveman win and draw a pretty good situation for themselves coming in 12th. We'll see where they land tomorrow. More about that. But first of all, we'll be back in a moment or two to talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods to the fields to the gridiron, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for Friday night kickoff with the Caveman.
Well, Grants Pass and West Salem are tied for second place, sort of both now with 6-3 records on the season. Grants Pass will get second place because they just beat West Salem right now. So that's that particular situation. We're talking about the player of the game, and there are lots of people to consider. First of all, we could talk about some of the defensive players out there, some outstanding efforts. Talk about Pete, all the line, the linebacking core, all of the interceptions. And talk about Brevik Hill. You could talk about Bird with a great first half there. He's in a sling right now, so we'll see exactly what happens there. But there was one other player who made kind of a different contribution tonight, and all were significant. We'll talk about him when we come back right after this from the Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we've talked about it here, and there was a fellow who's responsible for the winning margin, 3 points, a field goal, an onside kick that was certainly significant in the game, some great punts. We're talking about Alejandro Leon giving him his first player of the game honors on the final game of the regular season there. So, once again, Alejandro Leon, courtesy of the Valvoline Instant Oil Change, our player of the game. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents? Non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply. Creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Caveman now 6-3, automatic bid into the championship bracket here, coming in at 12th. And where will that project us? Anybody knows right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll end up a little bit higher than 12. I don't know personally if they'll climb higher than 10. It is possible. I mean, Silverton being the number two team in the 5A is going to help our ranking. Just naturally, Willamette being in the top five obviously helps naturally just with the league strength of schedule. South Medford beating everybody lately is helping naturally. So there's a lot of things going for the Cavemen. But, I mean, how can you not be more proud of this group They didn't put it in somebody else's hands. They earned this. They earned the right to go play in that championship bracket. They're the two seed in the special district one, which means they get that automatic second berth into that. And that's something, you know, I'm sure Coach Kennedy is just thrilled to death, because it's not just, you know, oh, we got in because our RPI ranking. They got in because they earned it. And in his first year, I think that says a lot about the direction this is going. I mean, obviously, there's a lot to do with the type of kid, the athleticism of the kids. But, I mean, there was a point a couple weeks ago where I know that it felt like this play was in a bad spot. But, I mean, you come on the road up here in West Salem. West Salem is a tough, physical team. And I think really make a statement on the road. The Cayman hadn't traveled well so far this year. And, you know, knowing that you're probably going on the road next week, I think this is a good confidence builder for the Cayman into that bracket. And I think that now you just see where the chips fall tomorrow morning and see who your matchup is, and now you start preparing.
Should be on the OSAA website by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we've got some healing to do this week. There's no question about that, but I don't think that's serious. But it's a young, undersized football team that has risen to second place in conference. It's the first time that's happened in a while. 6 wins out of a 9-win season, or a 9-game season. Tip of the hat to the Grants Fast Cavemen.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to applaud these kids. You know, kind of written off at times, especially the Cayman defense. Cayman defense played incredible tonight against a big running back on the road in a weird circumstance all around. And you got to be proud of the Cayman. And now here we go into the playoffs.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you'll join us then. Once again, keep your radios set right here. We'll let you know what's happening and check the website tomorrow. That's osaa.com. Well, for let's see. For our good friend staffing radio control tonight, executive producer is Brian Diotti. Radio control staff by Aaron Stone, of course. The color commentary, Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 31, the Salem Titans out of West High School 28. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football on KAJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.